Did you take a look at the video?
No. I wanted to be surprised.
There's a setup to the story. It's about all I could find. Obviously, since Louisville police didn't arrest the guy, there was no incident report.
What a pathetic loser.
This guy posted it. He had an issue. I think he was just walking down the street in Louisville. What I can glean from the video is they got a 911 call about something. I don't know what this guy was doing, but they detained him. He obviously matched the description and didn't want to talk to the cops. So wasted about 26 minutes of their time not answering questions.
Oh, God.
And he posted
his account,
his version of it, on his Facebook page.
Yeah, but not only is it on his Facebook page, he posted it to Gawker Media, the online portal websites.
Oh, I missed that.
Up there at the top, it's him to Gawker. So he posted it on their wall, so he's trying to get attention for this.
Okay.
That's why I said pathetic.
I think you can read all of it.
Okay. That's part of it I can skip on the first paragraph. Dear Gawker and community, cops, taser, both with hashtags. Louisville, Texas man then chases cops with cameras. On November 1st, just 2 days ago in Louisville, Texas, a Dallas, Texas suburb, I decided to go for a walk, then maybe a jog, something I do every day. Unfortunately, along my walk, about 2 blocks, I was surprised by a police officer who detained me, and then was backed up by another police officer who pulled out a taser on me after I was already compliant and being detained. All on video and unedited. Then he gives a link. During the conversation, I basically just assumed my rights, and eventually, after badgering the cops for 20-plus minutes and being backed up by a gang unit, 4 cops, they then decided to let me go. After they let me go, I chased their cop cars down the road with my video camera, letting them know I wasn't afraid of them. The video speaks for itself, smiley face. And another link to the video. Can you guys ask people to please share this video to their Facebooks, Twitter, and to their email lists? Thank you. And I do give permission to republish and share any and all content. As well, I'm available for interviews, and feel free to let the media know. Jason White, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, website, more website, link to his video.
The video's 26 minutes. I had to break it down. Obviously, we're not going to play all of it. He's walking down the street. One of the cops, I guess, says, could you come here? And this is about where it starts.
Let me over. I don't consent to any conversation. I'm backing up. I'm not.
Okay. What's going on?
I do not consent to this conversation. These guys, what's your name? What's your guys' 2 names? Excuse me, sir. What's your guys' 2 names? What's your guys' 2 names? What's your badge ID number, name?
711, Bender. It's right here.
Thank you. I do not consent to this conversation. I'd like to speak to my attorney.
What the hell is that?
I do not consent to this
I do not consent to this conversation?
He obviously has been watching videos online.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a bunch of YouTube videos of how to interact with the police.
Yeah.
What you have to do, what you don't have to do. Am I being detained? That's always one they tell you to ask.
Right.
Am I under arrest? Can I go? And it's just...
Those 3 I've heard before. Everett has told us those before. That's nothing new. But the...
Why not? He doesn't even know at this point, unless I've misunderstood something. He doesn't even know why they want to talk to him. Tell me that don't look suspicious. You just gave him probable cause.
I'm wondering why you're so on edge. I do not consent to this conversation. Now I really want to talk to you.
What's your badge ID number, name?
711, Bender. It's right here.
Thank you. I do not consent to this conversation. I'd like to speak to my attorney.
Okay, where's your attorney at?
Ross and Matthews, Fort Worth, Texas. Okay. I do not consent to this conversation.
Okay, call him.
He sounds autistic.
Oh, my God. This guy's got some severe issues. I was expecting all these questions to come out over the course of minutes, not seconds.
You got on number 4?
Am I being detained?
Yeah, I just want to know what's going on.
Am I being detained?
I just said yes.
For what?
Somebody called, said you just jumped out of a vehicle.
You know that you're going to be on YouTube.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm walking down the road, and this guy's pulling me up.
All right. So what's going on over here at the Valero?
I do not consent to any conversation.
Okay. Are you going to talk to me?
I do not consent to this conversation.
Okay.
Did you know you're not allowed to talk to me after I say I do not consent to this conversation? Okay,
actually. He's not a telemarketer. He's a Louisville police officer.
Did you know? Oh, my God.
Once I tell you to leave me alone, why is it all of these people that hate cops have that same tone of that?
They just sound like wieners.
Still talk to you.
Here's another.
So what's going on?
Freedom of Information Act request.
Okay.
A FOIA. I can file.
Okay, you can file.
A complaint in your permanent personnel file.
Okay.
For life.
Okay.
Can I have your badge, ID number, name, sir? Mr. Nichols.
Yes, my ID number is 680.
Thank you, sir.
So what's going on?
Stay back if you would, please.
Okay, you got your ID on you?
Stay back if you would, please.
Do you got your ID on you?
I do have my identification on me.
Can you provide it for me?
Certainly.
So what's going on?
I do not consent this conversation.
I don't know which one is more irritating. The cop watcher in Arlington that went up to the police officer sitting in his squad car and is interrogating the cop. Or is this one more irritating?
It's this guy. Because at least those other guys have the questions down and in a reasonable order. And they wait until it's proper to use it. This guy's throwing them all out just because I have to say these things quick.
That's four times. YouTube as my witness. I said I do not consider this conversation.
That's fine.
I asked if I'm being detained.
I told you yes.
And I'm being detained.
Yes, you are.
Can you tell me why I'm being detained?
We're investigating a crime.
Okay, what crime? Where at? Location, place.
Right here. I just told you, Valero.
What's the name of your sergeant?
What's the name of
your sergeant? I'd like to speak to your sergeant.
Okay, you can. We'll deal with that in just a minute.
Well,
get your identification.
Your ID card.
Did you read any of the comments on this YouTube page?
I did do that. I did not look at the video, but I did take a look at a multitude of his comments.
There's still more to come, but what do some of his followers say?
He doesn't have any fans, which is odd because people like this usually have at least some backing to them, and people go like, yeah, stick it to him. First of all, he commented on his own video first.
Okay.
Which is already kind of sad. Then, next comment, I want to tase him. Another guy says, this guy recording is a dumbass. Guy named Pete says, I think you forgot to upload the part where you owned the police.
Yeah, the...
Because he... Was it...
The title of the video says, Louisville PD gets owned.
Yeah, Louisville, Texas cops threaten citizen with taser, then get owned and chased.
On foot.
I'm going to save the best one for last there. A guy named Brian on the comment section says, I'm not sure I've ever wanted to see someone get tased more than this moron.
You know that cop haters go, oh, cool, here's another one. They watch it and go, oh, never mind.
Yeah. You know how cops complain about bad cops giving good cops a bad name? This guy's giving cop watchers even worse name. Because even like the cop watchers in Arlington are like, oh, come on, dude. This is bad.
Here, I'll play another clip.
I gotta get close enough for you to hand
sir,
it to me.
You need to stay back.
Shaking?
I'm not shaking at all. You're shaking.
Don't you have a seat?
I don't have to do anything. Am I being detained? You got a taser?
Have a seat.
I'm being you
have
got a taser.
Seat. Yes I do. Have a seat. Have a seat. Sit down.
Am I doing anything
sit
wrong?
Sit down. Sir,
this
I'm not
is going
ask
on YouTube.
You
FOIA.
Thank you.
Freedom of Information Act request.
Thank you very much.
You just did a lethal threat. On a nonviolent citizen?
Sir?
I think he kept putting his hands in his pocket. I think that's why the police officer said or pulled his taser.
Well, he also wasn't really being compliant because they were saying, we need your ID, and he kept throwing out the FOIA stuff and everything else.
Yeah, I think he's given him his ID by this point.
Okay.
At the very end of the first clip, he'd given it to him.
Okay, I follow you.
A guy with a college degree from the University of North Texas, somebody that knows my rights. I can easily go to the ACLU.
Let's see what I missed.
A lethal threat on a nonviolent citizen.
Sir?
A guy with a college degree from the University of North Texas. Somebody that knows my rights. I can easily go to the ACLU.
You know your rights.
I can file a complaint in your permanent personnel file for life.
Go ahead.
Lethal. Let me zoom in on this.
It's a taser.
okay?
No, it's lethal.
It's a taser.
Oh, my God.
And if you want to get technical, this Glock I'm carrying is not really lethal. It's how I use it.
That's true. If I just smack you with it a few times, maybe not.
It's a taser.
It's a taser. Has anybody ever died from a taser? Can you answer that question?
Why is it you want them to answer a bunch of questions and you can't answer anything like, hey, what's going on?
Right.
A simple question from a police officer and you're already defensive. That just heaps on the probable cause. He wouldn't tell us anything.
Yeah, and it's weird because in the comment section of his video where everyone, you know, dogs him, he responds to all of them trying to defend himself, you know, saying like, yeah, I'm standing up for my rights. You people should be happy I'm doing this. You're all learning something by watching my video. One guy told him, just said, you know, LOL, people are stupid and full of themselves. This guy, Jason, responds, hey, you're missing something. Go watch this other video, do some homework and get back with me. And then the guy responds back to him, says, I don't need to do any homework to see you acting like an idiot to people who are doing their jobs. And then you acted like a pants on head retard.
Sounds like one of our listeners.
That's exactly what I thought. That's why I highlighted it.
Because the first times I met Chloe, he was wearing a pant leg on his head.
Mm-hmm. He went on to say, you heckled those police officers, then called them pork chops. You're a scumbag and your website sucks.
I'm sorry?
Can you answer that question? Has anybody ever died from
a taser?
Not that
I know of.
You need to do
I've
your
never
homework.
Seen anyone that's died. Have you ever
yeah.
seen anyone?
Can I speak
died?
To your sergeant?
Huh?
Can I speak to your sergeant?
Sure. When we get all this taken care of, you can speak with anybody you want to.
So you give a taser on me for what? Walking down the road?
No, sir. I just explained to you why. We're investigating a crime.
Uh-huh. So you pull a taser on me because I ask if I'm being detained.
Yes,
so
sir.
What's my attorney going to say about that whenever you pulled your taser
I don't
up?
Know what your attorney's going to say.
Yeah.
I can't get in his mind.
Do you know who,
no,
him and her, okay. Do you know who Ross and Matthews is out of Fort Worth?
Nope, have no idea.
Okay, well, you will.
Oh, my God, okay. What a bitch.
Are you with the Louisville Police Department?
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Obviously. Have you ever had a complaint in your permanent personnel file before?
I'm sure there has been.
You haven't?
If I was a cop, I think I would have said, I'll make a complaint against myself if you'll just shut up with the threat.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Louisville police officer? What's the sale sign of that squad car? What does this patch say?
Well, I can make one of those.
Why is it I have a feeling that you have?
Have you ever had a complaint in your permanent personnel file before?
I'm sure there has been.
You haven't? Have you ever had somebody who didn't file the complaint and then they went to the state attorney's general or went to the... Yeah. We're dealing with somebody that knows their rights.
Good for you.
Do you know why I'm walking right down the road?
I'm sorry?
Do you know...
This makes me dizzy.
This guy was so excited. His dream came true.
And he's... I don't think he shot this with his cell phone, because at one point he said, let me zoom in on that.
You can double tap and it'll zoom on your phone.
How long has that been around?
Oh, no. Alpha, you need to pull up the iPhone tricks and tips.
Is that true?
Yeah. The newest one has an optical zoom on it. The rest of them, though, you're just kind of digitally zooming in. So
with a camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
While you're shooting?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
You're right. He may have a camera. Not
I don't know. I
either just, way.
He's that. Man, a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm tearing you a new one with my words.
So is he still not consenting to the conversation?
I don't think he ever told him anything.
Because I kept thinking about what he kept saying. I do not consent to this conversation. And then he's like, yeah, here's my ID. It's like, well, what happened to you standing your ground? Then he hands me ID, but then he goes back and says, well, I still don't consent to this conversation. Then why are you giving him stuff? Oh, come on. Are you a patriot? Or
well,
you?
He's complying to a certain degree.
Yeah, but he's trying to verbally not comply.
Why do you keep asking the question over and over? Am I being detained? I tell you what. What do you think? Are you walking around?
No.
Then you're being detained. You're right. You may be too smart for us.
You and your mean green degree.
To the state attorneys general or went to the... Yeah, we're dealing with somebody that knows their rights.
Good for you.
Do you know why I'm walking down the road?
I'm sorry?
Do you know why I'm walking down the road?
Because
I just moved here, okay, and I'm packing my stuff.
That's great.
Both of you are invading my rights. I'm on a public sidewalk right now.
Okay.
You guys are obviously bored pulling me over.
No, sir, we're not bored.
Uh-huh. So you pull tasers on people?
If I believe it's necessary, yes.
For what? Do I look like I have anything? Look, check this out.
Don't reach in your pocket.
Whoa. Wow.
I think that's a pretty good cliffhanger. Yeah. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:35, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Shark Tank on CNBC. Traffic blows bad right now. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W between Northside Drive and 121. The highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Allen Avenue. Apparently, there was an 18-wheeler that was hanging off the railing there. It's at least an hour delay through it. Same thing going on also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W just before Highway 287, the Decatur cutoff. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from Alliance Gateway. It's an hour delay through that as well. Let's move into Irving. Westbound 183 right at Carl Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. Into Plano, northbound on the tollway. Right at the bush, got an accident there blocking the ramp to go eastbound. Traffic's backed up back from Frankfort Road. And finally in Dallas, southbound 45 right at Overton. Got an accident there blocking the right lanes. That has traffic backed up back from I-30. That's just the worst of it right now. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Shark Tank on CNBC. More rain tonight, 51 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, the rain continues. We'll hit a high around 61. Right now, 58 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
KEGL, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Why it is so hard for people to comply, or just be, not even comply, just be courteous to police officers. What? Where does that stem? Do you not like the fact that somebody has authority that they can stop and talk to you? And do you not realize, if you are courteous, this is going to go a lot faster?
They don't see it that way. They see if they are just outright courteous and don't yell from the rooftop at the police officer that I know my rights and say all these different key phrases, then they're going to be taken advantage of like all the other sheeple in the world.
You come off as an autistic hole. I do not consent to this conversation.
Then sit there and don't say anything, you idiot. Instead, he gets 20 minutes plus of video and audio that he wants to go viral, that he sends to internet websites saying, hey, you should post this. Look at me own these cops.
And the cops are nothing but courteous the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I left off of that clip. Here's another one.
You know how much traffic this video is going to get online? You know people are going to call and complain?
Oh, well. That's their right.
It is their right. But again, I actually like you. You're okay. Okay? I know you're doing your job. And I asked if I was being detained. You said yes. You can only hold me within a certain amount of time. Ross and Matthews is going to want to know. And they're going to, trust me, they're going to file for...
Who is... Oh, that's his legal team.
Yeah, his attorneys. Ooh, yeah, out of Fort Worth.
Information at your foot. You think you're dealing with a broke dude that just walks down the road, don't you?
No.
Do you know who I am?
No.
You will after this.
Okay.
And it's not a threat. You should know who I am. Jason, wait.
Okay.
You will know.
Great.
You will. And that's not a threat. Your city managers both will know.
Okay.
Your chief of police, he'll know.
Okay.
You're going to have a lot of pressure because of this schmuck right.
I don't really think Chief Kerbo in Louisville is going to give a rat's ass.
I will say I think he's right about that. I think the city managers and the police chief will know his name, mainly because they'll all pass it around in email forwards and just giggle.
And everybody in the studio here made the same face. Do you know who I am? John, wait. Really? I ain't missing you at all. Oh, his name is Jason Wade.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Still good. Still work.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and he makes a reference of, you know how many, what's he say, how much traffic?
You know how much traffic this video is going to get online? You know people are going to call and complain?
Oh, well, that's their right.
It is.
2,400 views.
Woo, man, I'm surprised you can still look at that, all the smoke coming off your computer. It's just, whoo.
A thankless job, a dangerous job. One of the few jobs where you never know if you're really coming home every night.
Yeah.
And when they say, hey, can we talk to you? Can you go, you know what? It'd be an honor. My taxes pay your salary, and I'm glad you're on the job, boss. What does that hurt? How long did that take?
Well, I can't do that. I have to make sure he knows that I know my rights, and I'm not going to let him goose-step all over me.
I gotta have a spine in this video so I can post it and people can be on my side. That didn't work out so much.
Well, no. Okay? You're going to have a lot of pressure because of this schmuck right here pulling out a taser. Looking like an idiot on YouTube.
This harkens back to like the 70s when you got some redneck that's in trouble, not with the police, but they're threatening somebody. Hey, but they didn't get the service they wanted. Their car was screwed up, but whatever. I'm calling Eyewitness News. It's the same threat. This is going to be on YouTube. I'm going to call Becky Oliver and get her crawl up your ass. Eyewitness News.
Mm-hmm. It's so just sad. I think you nailed it when you said, what happened to just being courteous? When the officer originally approached him and said, hey, can I talk to you a second? Yeah, how may I help you, officer?
And don't put your hands in your pockets unless they tell you to, because that's the quickest way to tase land. I got another clip. Okay. This is the end where they say, whoever made the call, whatever, said, you're not the guy.
Okay.
Here's your ID back. The people that Joe showed by as a witness said that you weren't the person, okay? Appreciate the time.
Dude, what the hell, man? Hey. You gave me all that grief?
We didn't give you
any. Man, y'all some punks, man.
Hey, Jason.
No, dude, that's wrong, man. Hey, that's wrong. Shame on you, man. Shame on you. So you got a guy that now shows that? What up?
We have a job to do, okay?
That ain't no job. What's up with that, man?
You have a good day, sir.
That is jacked up.
All right.
That's jacked up, man. Huh? That's not.
They're walking away, and he's still following them.
Oh, this is where the chase begins.
And they're walking to their cars, and he's still behind them. And finally, one cop goes, "It's over. You wasted all my time. You wasted the time. Not of just one police officer, but I think four, because you wouldn't tell him anything."
And all this started because he matched a description of someone calling 911 of a theft suspect.
I guess.
And they said, hey, let's talk to this guy who's leaving the vicinity and see if it's him. And
then which is what police do.
Yeah.
You want to investigate a crime and not have the right to talk to anybody? I don't consent to this conversation. You consent to getting tased? They were nothing but courteous from the very instant this started.
Cool, man. Hey, where we're from?
And now you're calling them punks? One of the comments on this guy's YouTube, this weight guy, the comments says, I only see one punk in this video.
Mm-hmm. Where from, dude? You can't act like that.
Hey, get back on
you
back.
Can't act like that, man. Look. Watch the feet, not the lips, man. Watch the feet, not the lips. Punks.
Don't ask me. I have no clue.
Yeah.
And I don't know where he's from. Where I'm from, you can't do that. Well, if you're from this country, yeah, they can, because they just did.
Man, look, watch the feet, not the lips, man. Watch the feet, not the lips. Punks. Wearing that black. You wearing that black. Racial profiling. Woo, let's get these cops. Y'all better take off.
Now he's running after police cars.
What is he, a dog?
This guy has... whatever's in his head, it ain't attached to nothing. There's something. I'm lost on this one. At least with the cop. In fact, all of a sudden, I like the cop watchers in Arlington.
Yeah. I want to give them all hugs. But I think I figured out the mentality. It just hit me. This guy, and to a certain extent, other cop watchers, they see themselves as crusaders. So this, in this guy's moment of glory, because he's been waiting for this for a while, because he knows his rights, he's talked to his attorneys, and he's just been waiting. Now it's happened. Now the fight is here, and he has to rise to the occasion, and he has to lead and be his own crusader, and he feels like he has won this battle. And that's why he wants to share it with the world. I'm going to change the world with this one 20-minute video of me being a jerk to police officers.
Even though they haven't done anything in the racial profiling, I don't get that. Nowhere in there did they ever say, hey, we're looking, unless being an asshole, is its own race now?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah.
Because if it is,
I'd never be able to get out of my car.
Mm-mm.
Look, they're trying to go out the back way. Trying to go out the back way.
Squad cars, I think at this point, are now at red light.
Okay.
And he's running up with his camera just to let them know that he's still not as scared of them.
Okay. There's so much. Just stupid.
I had to watch the entire 26-minute video and decide which parts to use.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Visually, you with me?
Yeah.
They said, hey, that's not you're not the guy. We did that through our investigation.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for your time.
Which happens a lot, by the way, in any sort of criminal investigation. They go around and talk to witnesses and then talk to possible suspects and then eliminate said suspects so they can narrow it down.
Never gave them a chance to even say, hey, here's what's going on. Maybe they were looking for witnesses to a crime.
You're right. He didn't even give them the chance to even get to that.
You've got nothing to say to them. Then you must be the perp.
Freedom! Freedom! Yeah!
Oh, woo! God.
Look at him, guys. Let's go get him!
By the way, he's talking to himself.
Let's go get them?
He's running down the street trying to still catch up to the police cars that are sitting at the red light.
Oh, man.
Woo! Freedom! We ain't just gonna preach, we're gonna teach.
You realize you're chasing cars on foot, right? Yeah.
Woo! Busted! Y'all straight up busted, man. You're busted.
Now he's just screaming at them as they're setting up the light.
Both of y'all. Busted. Y'all punks. These punks, man.
Pushing it.
Punks. These guys pull me over here.
Now he's screaming at traffic.
Okay, this is where I know some people are going to be mad at me for saying this, ACLU mostly, but this guy needs to be on the list.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have made this better would be if had this happened on my street, and then I see him running down screaming freedom, I would have felt so compelled to clothesline him. Then that video would have gone viral.
And that's why I could never be a police officer, because I would have just rolled down the side window and tased him through the window and then just drove off.
The beauty of that, though, would have
been... Let me finish playing this.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man, punks! Peace. These police pulled me over here. I had my video camera. They left me alone. I wasn't even doing nothing. These poor chops. Police over here.
What do you got, Alfie?
Our Robert's online, too, if you want.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
He keep running down the street like that, screaming. He gonna wind up in town.
Yeah.
Especially if you ask him. What were you doing? I'm trying to catch those cars. Nice job on the Halloween special.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Right. Thank you. You guys did an awesome, awesome job.
All right. Thanks, boss. That's Robert. He co-wrote the Halloween special.
Also, if you want, Chick Online 1 has had an issue with cops in the past.
Okay. Yes, Christina.
Oh, man. Hi, how are y'all?
Fine.
Well, I was calling. You were saying, why would anyone ever be rude to a cop? And there was one instance where I was out with some friends drinking in my garage, and they had a noise complaint. They came out. They said, well, it seems like y'all are quiet. Y'all are fine. Why don't you step out here and talk to me?
I told him,
if I step out of my garage, isn't that public intox? He says, no, you can step outside and be naked in your front yard, and it's fine. No one can do anything to you. I was like, no. And then I was like, well, am I going to go back inside? Am I in trouble? He's like, if you go inside that door, I'm going to kick down that door for resisting arrest. I asked if I'm under arrest. He said, no. That's the only time that I ever didn't do what a cop said. And I love my police, but that was a little ridiculous.
And you had been drinking at the time?
Yeah, I was in my garage drinking.
How much?
I hadn't had much, but a bunch of other people were playing beer pong.
Okay. Yeah, that
could have been public intox, even if with one beer.
Yeah, I think Everett, thanks for calling. Everett brought that up at one point. I don't think you could be on your property. Well, obviously you can be on your property.
Right.
Because you're in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and you see it happen a lot of time on the series, Cops. Hey, can you come out here on the sidewalk and talk with us for a second? That's when they get you for public intox.
Yeah, the sidewalk.
Yeah, you can still be on your own property.
Yeah, you can step onto your driveway. Yeah, that scenario, that's squirrely. And we all support police officers. We love them. Absolutely. That's great. But we also know that there's some shady ones.
But at least give them a chance to show if they're shady or not. This guy, this John Wade, Jason, whatever his name is, he starts off with.
Let me over. I don't consent to any conversation. I'm backing up. I'm not.
Okay. What's going on?
I do not consent to this conversation. These guys, what's your name? What's your guys' two names?
Haven't even had a chance to find out what's going on. Police officers come up to me. First thing I'm going to say, my hands will be clear of my pockets. What do you guys need today? How quickly can I get it for you? This is, I don't consent to anything.
And if you...
All right, what do you do next time when somebody's breaking into your house? I need help.
911, we do not consent to your phone call.
What are you going to do? I sent Chief Kerbo an email earlier. See if he knew anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you have any information on this bonehead? Any possible comment? I plan on ripping him one today. Chief Kerbo sent back. Russ, we're extremely pleased with the response from our officers during their encounter with Mr. Waite. While it is unfortunate that Mr. Waite chose to react as he did, we also realize that people have a preconceived notion of what to expect when coming into contact with the police. I hope his video serves to reinforce for the citizens of Louisville that our officers are community-oriented and seek open communication while enforcing the law. Russ Kerbo, Chief of Police, Louisville Police Department.
Well said.
I sent back, I still think he's a bonehead. All right, we got a break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
403, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Getting started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at 121. The right lane there is blocked by a truck that was there from that earlier accident. Traffic is completely stopped back from Allen Avenue, also in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W just before Highway 287, the Decatur cutoff. Got an accident there. It's blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Alliance Gateway. About an hour delay through it. Still in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Meacham Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Long Avenue in Dallas. Southbound 45, right at Overton. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-30. And finally in Dallas, eastbound of the Bush, right at Frankfort Road. Got an accident there. It's blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is now backed up back from Josie. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Shark Tank on CNBC. More rain in store for the evening. 51 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more rain and a high of just 61. Right now, it's 58 and 97.1 to Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 to Eagle.
Yeah, I didn't think about that point you brought up during the break, Dan. This wait guy is not a cop watcher, but you've got all these people running around with cameras hoping to catch a bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
If you really catch one, you're effed.
Bad effed.
I'm recording this. Okay, well, here's what's going to happen next. I'm going to take this throwdown weapon. I'm going to shoot myself in the foot. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to put it in your hand. And the only thing that's going to confuse the coroner is, how did he get so many guns in his pants?
That's the one aspect I don't think that some of these folks have thought about. Is it a great tool if you're trying to keep, you know, honest cops honest? Sure. Or if maybe one's kind of teetering on the edge, fine, go for it. But yeah, what if you truly do come across an evil, evil cop? He sees you with a little flash thing on your phone and he just says, hey, I'll kill him.
You realize I have to kill you.
Yeah. And what are you left with in that moment? You were left with, you know you were right. Does it feel good?
Yeah. These guys are going to have to catch one bad cop before they get straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
Look at there. And there's no one else around.
Look. Wide open field. This is you and me. And all these guns that I'm about to plant on you.
Because if you really think that cops, any percentage of them, are sadistic, goose-stepping, Nazi killer types, then don't you think your days are numbered if you're constantly following them around?
Well, you're just a punk. How about if I throw you in the trunk of that squad car with the other dead bodies?
Yeah.
You want that? I can do it. Because I'm crazy. I'm a maniac cop. I'm surprised it took you this long to find me. Oh, and then if something happens at the house, let's say that this Waits guy, all of a sudden his house is on fire.
Louisville Emergency Services, what's your emergency?
My house is on fire.
Is this that Waits guy?
Yeah, my house is on fire.
What kind of fire is it?
It's a... It's on fire.
What started it?
Obviously just something caught on fire. You send the fire department.
Hey, did you see the Cowboy game Sunday?
My ass is burning.
You know Romo's out.
Could you please send out the Louisville Fire Department?
You know, 15 minutes could save you cash from your car insurance.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done with this. What do you want to do? I'm done with this.
I know. I'm sorry.
There's nowhere else to go with it. There's no answer.
No, you're right. It's just.
All right. Whatever the comment. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the thing that is sticking with me is I don't understand why he runs down the street as if he's making some sort of victory lap and taunting the officers afterwards as if he just laid out the world's most fantastic smackdown of verbal acumen and knowledge.
Woohoo! I got you! You busted! You busted! Ah, woohoo!
Yeah, in the video it says Louisville police got owned and chased. You were chasing them on foot.
Freedom! All right, George Michael.
Calm down.
Who do you think you are, Braveheart? You knocked that off.
Forgot what I did. You know, with all the idiots posting videos on YouTube of their interactions with cops. Actually, I think one like this might go viral. If you walk up to a police officer, go, "Thank you for what you've done today," and just walk off. At this point, I think that would stand out.
It would.
Of course, a cop would probably arrest you for public intox. Nobody's ever come up and said thank you.
I know.
Hey, blow in my hand. I can smell your breath from here.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you step outside, sir?
That
would be actually, that'd be fantastic. Hey, officer, just pardon me. Just want to say thanks for what you do. He gets tased immediately. That would be pretty viral.
Yeah, I've had friends at Whataburger wanting to go up and thank the cop. No, no, don't. Don't go up to the cop.
Were they drunk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I called him and thank him. Oh, he does. No, no, it's cool.
Now's not
no.
the time. Mm-mm. Tell you what. Just
I'm never in the mood when I'm sober. I need. They need to know I love them.
And also a hug, perhaps?
They always enjoy the hugs.
Yeah, go up behind him and say, "I love you." Give him a big hug.
I never feel completed because they got this bulletproof vest and you can't really hug their flesh.
Completed.
But I really think that that could actually go viral. It's somebody being courteous to a police officer.
And just seeing the look on the officer's face.
Yeah.
Huh?
And leave before the cop can figure out if you're jacking with him or not. Because that's going to confuse him for the rest of the day.
He's going to go home and tell his wife about that. Honey, you are not going to believe what happened today. Did you get spit on again by another criminal? No. Did your chief turn his back on you again? No.
The guy came up and said he appreciates what I do every day.
I don't believe you.
Are you drunk? Did you go have drinks after work?
You went to a topless bar, didn't you?
You and your stupid partner.
Alfie, what's line three?
He says he used to work with one of the cops in the video.
I don't know the cops in the video. All right. Go ahead, Royce.
All right. I'm actually on the air. Sorry about that. Yeah, I actually know Bender. I used to anyway. I used to work with him. And he's one of those guys that you would want to have with you if something went down. And he doesn't put up with a lot of BS. So this guy was really lucky to get to not get tased. I mean, when Bender pulled his taser out, I'm surprised that he didn't pull the trigger right away. Because he doesn't put up with a bunch of crap.
Well, you can't stick your hands in your pockets. Oh, constitutionally you can. But if you're sticking your hands in your pocket, the cop doesn't know what you're reaching for.
Mm-hmm.
No, and that's what I'm saying. He's lucky he didn't get that because Bender...
I think you've started out as being complimentary. I'd stop there.
Yeah.
You make it sound like Bender's Tay's happy.
Well,
bye. You're not getting it. I'd love to be a cop. I wouldn't be able to keep the job for a day.
Mm-mm.
I just think back to the tasing chick that you were talking to, how you flipped like a switch on her.
Well, I was trying to be courteous to her, the chick that got tased in Boynton Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Get off the phone, I'm going to tase you. You going to tase me? Get off the phone, I'm going to tase you. He didn't tell me several times. Several is seven. And she called me rude.
And then?
Oh, really?
I just like to drive around in a squad car all day, bitch slapping people. I do not consent to. It's too late. Now, you weren't speeding, and don't. That's in case you do. My daddy pulled that on me once.
I think my mom did that to me one time. And she hit me, and I was like, "What was that for?" She said, "That was just for thinking it."
Sometimes they can figure that out.
And that was when I thought, my God, my mother's a psychic. She can read my mind.
Yeah, when I flipped my mom off, she was around the corner. It took me a while to figure out how she knew I flipped her off.
Mm-hmm.
Because she came back around the corner and whacked me again. And I realized she saw my shadow on the wall when I flipped her.
Yeah, it's those mother tricks, though, that you don't realize for a while. Then when you do, you're like, okay, she's not actually supernatural.
No, after she was gone, and I made sure she was gone, I stood around the corner and I kept flipping it. I'm going, okay, how did she see that? And that's how I finally figured out it was my shadow. That shouldn't count.
Yeah, really?
You were offended by the shadow?
How do you know which finger it was? Maybe I was saying you were number one.
All right. And we got time. You got audio you want to get to? You want to start news?
Actually, let's do this real quick. Cut number one. We'll go from whack dude to something kind of nice. Nick Willenda is the tightrope walker. He's made a name for himself over the past couple of years. Sunday night.
Part of the flying Willendas?
Yes. I think he's the one that's left still doing it. So Sunday night, he was in the city of Chicago. He walked a tightrope between two buildings. And, you know, being a strong man of faith, he made sure to pray almost the entire way across.
All right, Chi-Town, let's do this, baby. Listen to that roar. To God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. What an amazing opportunity.
Amen to that.
So blessed.
Who's talking to him?
That's one of the commentators.
Wasn't he blind?
Or actually, it might have been one of his...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Wasn't he blindfolded in this?
Not the whole way. That was part of why I watched it, was because it was supposed to be him blindfolded, but everything... Because I watched it on TV, and I didn't see him blindfolded. So I don't know, maybe I missed a certain portion where he was blindfolded shortly, or he just didn't do it.
And what two skyscrapers?
I don't know.
For these opportunities, God is so good. You guys watching think I'm crazy, but this is what I was made for. Wow, I love Chicago, and Chicago definitely loves me. What an amazing sound.
I'd shut up and go back to talking to God, because the people in Chicago will not catch you if you fall.
What an amazing roar.
Yeah, I'm glad they like it.
Thank you, all you prayer warriors out there, for your prayers, too. You guys are awesome.
Was this live?
It's amazing knowing that many people care that much.
Who carried it?
It was Discovery Channel? Maybe it had been on NBC as well.
No, you're doing fine, though.
Unfortunately, I'd planned on doing a selfie right about here, but I don't like this movement, so I don't think I'm going to.
Yeah, I don't blame.
Plus, I can't get my pants down.
Actually, I take it back. I think it was just on Discovery, because NBC would have been airing Sunday Night Football.
And Discovery carried this live.
Mm-hmm. And because he was one that a while back he did Niagara Falls, the walk across.
All right.
And in that one, it looked to me like he had some type of safety harness. This one, I saw no such harness. So this was the more authentic one compared to the last one that I saw. And it starts out from, it looked like he went from a lower building to a higher building. So he was going uphill for like the second half of it.
Yeah, that'll wear you out.
Yeah.
But I don't like this movement, so I don't think I'm going to.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm coming. Let's see if I can run. Well, maybe I hit the edge of the building. There we go. Praise God. God be the glory.
And he made it, of course. He lived. Otherwise, we would have known a lot more about it. But at the end, like the last few steps, he kind of just kind of scurries up the rope and finishes. But when I see someone do that, I think, don't break what you've been doing, because that's when you would slip, hit your chin on the side of the building, and whoop, there you go, you're dead. And you were right there.
Did you ever watch the documentary on I think it was a French guy that walked across the World Trade Center, the towers?
Oh, back in the 60s or 70s?
70s.
No, I never saw it, although I feel like I know a lot about it just from what you've told me about it.
You need to just, it's a whole documentary on them getting things set up and how they got into the towers and all of it. And I got goosebumps. He steps out, and they had to do this undercover. So all those cables, everything that they strung between the two World Trade Centers, they had to do in the darkness. And then the cops, they find out what's going on, so they go up to the second tower. They're waiting on him, so he just stops, kind of dances back and forth
on the tightrope.
Death. Like, I can go back to the other side. Obviously, I ain't as scared of falling.
Yeah, really.
And I can't think of the guy's name, but to me, that was more impressive because he stops. He sat down for a second.
Philippe Petit.
You just look at one of the pictures of him walking across. It's time for it. I think I will have a cigarette.
That'd have been pretty badass. Not only be able to pull out a cigarette in the middle of the two towers, but being able to get it lit with the wind.
Damn it.
Yeah, he's going to be hitting up for a while. You better hope that's a Zippo.
Okay.
I can't. Oh, the heights. Oh.
Even with a safety harness, I couldn't do it. Mm-mm. And I have no idea how tall these skyscrapers were in Chicago that Melinda walked across. But just fathom the World Trade Center, getting everything set up. You have to depend on all your people that they got everything done right, all the support wires to the main tightrope.
Yeah.
And then taking the first step.
Mm-mm. Shut up. Shut up. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's like over the weekend I was at a hotel and I looked down into like an atrium from the 10th floor and I got that feeling in my gut where I'm just like, and I had to immediately go back to the wall. That's just 10 on the 10th floor. You're talking about here 50, 60, 80, 100 story. Mm-mm.
I'll pull up a picture of the French guy that walked the World Trade Center. Ugh. Okay. Let's do news.
Okay.
Yeah, we got about five. All right, 421, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. Birthdays today, porn star Maya Mason turns 30. She starred in 170 films, including Grand Theft Anal 2 and Chock Full of Nut. Curtis Stone, Australian celebrity chef, turns 39. Matthew McConaughey is all right at 45. Ralph Macchio,
Karate Kid 1,
mm-hmm.
2, and 3.
That's right. 53. Always amazes me. Jeff Probst is also 53. He's the host of Survivor. Marky Post from Night Court is 64. Former First Lady Laura Bush turned 68. Happy birthday to her. Loretta Swit is 77. Remember her?
Hot Lips Houlihan. Houlihan? Yeah, from MASH.
Yeah. And Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond and a number of other things turns 84 today.
You want to see a picture of this guy walking the world? Philip Petit?
Not really, but okay.
No.
Mm-mm. That is... I can't comprehend how you take the first step.
I can't even... I wouldn't even be able to lean out and look down. Even with security, I couldn't do that.
By the way, the documentary is called Man on a Wire.
Makes sense.
I think it's still on Netflix. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. Well, today is voting day, so voters in North Texas head to the polls and in the process of picking the next governor of Texas, as well as other state and local officials. Republican Attorney General Greg Abbott did some last-minute campaigning in his bid for governor. He's in Austin, where he will watch returns on the election. Abbott has a comfortable lead in the polls, but he hopes the rainy weather won't deter people from getting out and voting. State Senator Wendy Davis spoke with supporters in Austin, San Antonio, and Houston on Monday. She will be in Fort Worth for tonight. Although she's trailing, Davis is confident and said she's encouraged by the early voter turnout. No matter who wins, Texas...
Why do they always lead to that? Point to that. That almost every time they're behind. Well, I'm encouraged by the early voter turnout. Maybe there were people that couldn't wait to get you out of this race. What makes you think you're going to benefit from this somehow?
One of the things she said was one in every four voters, an early vote, having been someone who hadn't participated in gubernatorial elections years before, it is remarkable that we were able to achieve that outcome, and I'm very, very proud of the work that we've done to accomplish that.
Why didn't you just say, I give up? She's already conceded. I don't know why I'm surprised there hasn't been a big rush of campaign ads right here at the last minute. You know, Greg Abbott going, oh, she's a bitch. And then Wendy Davis going, oh, you can't even chew gum and roll.
Jesus. No matter who wins, Texas will have a new governor for the first time in 14 years. In the race for lieutenant governor, though, where most people consider, hey, that's where most of the power in the state lies, Republican State Senator Dan Tiny Nose Patrick of Houston is expected to beat Democratic State Senator Letitia Van de Putte. Patrick is focused on border security and keeping taxes low. Van de Putte is focused on education in her campaign. Meanwhile, Libertarian Robert Butler and Green Party candidate Chandra Kanthet Courtney are also running, even though they're not going to win. At least they're giving it the old college try. Some other smaller
races.
Yeah. In Fort Worth, there's the effort to raise half the money for a new $450 million arena near the Will Rogers complex. The city said it's sorely needed to attract concerts and conventions.
That's the one that Mayor Price has been pushing on television.
Exactly. If approved, the new arena would be complete in 2019. The problem with that is, A, yes, it needs it. Fort Worth needs that complex because the current Will Rogers thing is old and busted. The problem is, whether it's Fort Worth or Dallas, everyone's competing with Jerry World in Arlington. So hopefully you just find a way. Like Dallas, when they redid their convention center, they also threw up the new hotel. So everyone's, the three cities are all trying to keep up with each other. So this, that's one of those I hope passes. Fort Worth needs it.
Okay.
Voters in Denton will decide if it will be the first city in Texas to ban the controversial practice of fracking for oil and gas. In Dallas, voters are deciding on several important issues and positions, including judge and district attorney. Judge Clay Jenkins, who's been really popular thanks to Ebola the last few weeks, is running for re-election against a former Dallas City Councilman, Ron Natinski. And it's also mentioned the DA is up for grabs. The big question nationally is whether Republicans will win control of the U.S. Senate. They need six more than the 45 seats they currently hold.
Out of that entire story, I think I knew three names.
And one of them you said.
Mm. Abbott, Davis,
yeah,
and Jenkins.
Oh, well, there you go. All right.
All right, I'm irresponsible.
At least you admit it. You're aware of it.
That I'm irresponsible?
Not the irresponsible. It's you're actually, in a weird way, it's...
Hey, the polls close at 7. We don't get off till 7.
That's true. I mean, if only you had time beforehand.
Yeah.
But...
I'm sorry. Porn opens at 7.
It's the one part of all the voting polls they never factor in. Who didn't show up because they were too busy kicking it?
Did you go vote?
No, I'm not even registered properly right now.
I like the way you said it. Like it was almost just, are you crazy?
No.
Did you go vote?
No. I was just glad to get my car started this morning.
Problems?
I'm having a battery issue, so I've had to jump it yesterday and this morning.
You know, they sell new ones.
They do, and I'm planning on getting one real soon.
When would you, have you bought it yet?
No, I was thinking about doing that tonight. What do you mean, ugh? My focus was, okay, get the car started, get to the gym. If it starts after that, get to work.
Well, fine, just ruin your birthday surprise.
You did not know
I
that.
Told you, Alfie.
You were right.
I told you weeks ago he was going to blow it.
There's no way you... No, shut up. That's not even possible. You didn't get me a battery for my birthday.
Dude, I don't even know what kind of car you drive.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
434, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is at KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Traffic still blows pretty bad. Not as bad as earlier, though. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the Tolley, right at Keller Springs. Got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back at 635. Also in Dallas. Eastbound I-30, right at St. Francis. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back at Ferguson. Still in Dallas. Southbound 45, right at Overton. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic is backed up back I-30. Into Carrollton, westbound on the Bush, right at I-35. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Marsh. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Meacham Boulevard. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. That one has you backed up back from 121. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Shark Tank on CNBC. More rain tonight, 51 for low. Tomorrow, rain again, and a high of 61. Right now, 58, and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
All right. Minnesota Vikings star. That's football. Adrian Peterson will plead no contest to a single misdemeanor charge as part of a plea deal in the felony child abuse case against him. That's according to NBC Sports' Mike Florio. He reported that Peterson will plead no contest to one count of misdemeanor reckless assault in a plea that does not reference family violence or violence against a minor. He would also get probation and 80 hours of community service plus have to pay a $1,000 fine. And that's all if the judge accepts the deal. Peterson set to return to court in Conroe on Tuesday for a hearing where a prosecution motion to revoke Peterson's bond for alleged marijuana use is expected to be discussed. He faces up to 2 years in prison if convicted of injury to a child.
Damn, 80 hours?
That's pretty stiff.
How long does he have to complete that?
That I do not know. That part was not reported on, but I would imagine it would be over a year or two.
Yeah, because that's hard to work into, even if you didn't have a job.
Yeah. Now, granted, obviously, it's going to be a little bit easier for him, considering if he stays as a football player, then he's got an offseason to work that stuff in.
All right. Hey, Alfie.
Yo.
May want to update the radar that we're using for the video stream.
Got it.
I think it's about 2 hours old. It looks pretty. I just think it's old.
Is it all still green?
It don't sync up with what I'm seeing on TV.
Fair enough. A few days ago, someone tweeted a checkout line photo of a sandy blonde sacker at Target named Alex, and it's gone beyond viral. According to one of his friends, Rhett Behan, he said, "It's weird, but you have to take it in stride." Rhett is one of many friends now because the kid, now known to the world as Alex from Target, has become a social media star. On Twitter alone, by Monday night, Alex had picked up almost 500,000 new followers, all because of one stinking photo. Now, most of the new admirers are teenage girls. While the world has been buzzing about him, Alex has been wondering on the web whether he's really famous now. Perhaps he is, but some people...
Is it just because he's a good-looking guy? I've seen him. Mm-hmm. I've seen him at that Target that I go to in Frisco.
And that was part of why I was curious about this. I thought, I'm sure Russ has seen this kid.
I've just seen him bagging. I think, oh, man, I'd like to get his pants down.
I look
at him and go... He's a good-looking kid. He could probably model if he wanted to. You don't tell him that, because then they think, I bet he wants my pants down. Over here, I got something for you to bag.
Oh, no. No. Also, his girlfriend, in addition to his friends, she's gotten a bunch of followers as well, along with at least one death threat, because it's the internet.
Because you have to.
Yeah. And it's amazing. I was just one girl snapped a quick photo, just said Alex from Target, and next thing you know, he's become a meme. He's been reposted thousands and thousands of times. Like I said here, he's got 500,000 followers now on Twitter, and he didn't do anything. Someone took a photo of him.
And I think I saw the story on Channel 5. Wasn't even that great of a photo.
No.
But it was enough to get all those pre and post pubescent chicks moist.
Yeah. If that kid could sing just a little bit.
There was a couple of girls up here talking about him today.
Really?
Yeah.
In promotions?
No.
Sales?
No.
Okay.
Why don't you just tell us instead of having him guess?
It was Jesse from The Edge and Alicia from the web department.
Oh.
They were both gushing over Alex from Target.
Is there another picture that I haven't seen? I just saw that one where he just kind of bent over.
That's been the main one. There's a few other on his Twitter, but that's been the one to throw girls or make girls gush.
I wonder what he's bagging. All the mysteries that are held in this one photo. What's he thinking about? What's he bagging? What's he going to pick up next? Is he doing a good job? She would like to get his pants down.
I still love the fact that through all this positivity, he still managed to get one death threat. Screw you, Alex Target. I'm going to kill you. See, if there's...
Probably from that weight guy that's got a problem with Louisville PD. I did not consent to your beauty.
It really is a great testament to the internet. It's like, here are these guys with your popularity, and there has to be one
person. Oh, can you
imagine
had he been wearing a cat costume?
Oh, my God.
Mother of... Oh, by the way, I'm going to start working on our Christmas special. I don't know what reminded me of that.
Cat costume? Christmas special? How do you do that?
I think I was going to say Mother of Jesus, and I opted for the F word.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to blaspheme.
Okay. But didn't Jesus also say if you think it or you feel it in your heart, it's the same as committing it?
Well, what difference does it make? What's it going to do? How's it going to change my destiny? Where am I going?
We don't know.
I know.
You're not going to hell. Stop it.
No, he is. Remember, hell in a fire truck, man.
I don't remember saying that, but all right.
Yeah, man.
What is this?
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry. I've been
pulling dents out of cars.
I've been saying "man" a lot lately.
Why?
It's just been
a lot of yard work.
No.
Are you doing a character study?
No, it's like a.
I don't know. Stupid. What do you want?
We had that one listener that sent an email that said, "You, Russ, are going to hell in a fire truck."
Oh, okay, fine. It's dandy. I already knew that. I know I'm not getting into heaven. Well, what about all the good stuff? It's not going to get me into heaven. And if that's the only reason, I get up to heaven and they go, well, we're going to let you in because of the police fire foundation. I don't want in. I'm not using that foundation just to get into heaven. I'll use it to get out of tickets.
What if, though, hell is the absolute worst case scenario of anything you've ever imagined?
It's supposed to be. Okay. I think everybody's hell is going to be different.
Okay, so if given that option then, foundation or hell?
Well, you know what? I'm a big man talking right now that I ain't dead.
Yeah.
Let me die and I'll let you know.
Fair enough. Okay, so on the heels of Halloween special, we're going to do a Christmas special?
Yeah. We'll probably have to record this one.
Okay.
I don't think there will. First of all, the video stream. I don't know if you were here last night when we finally decided we'll just do the birth of Christ.
Yes.
It'll be like that 911 call I did 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of expound on that. Of going door to door. Sorry, there ain't no room here. I probably just have him in the street. Show the Virgin Mary during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gene! I just thought a name for him.
I have high hopes.
If we get it done soon enough, there's a guy that likes to take some of our audio and do animation.
That would be pretty awesome.
So it could be like our own Christmas special cartoon.
That we can run
that synced up on the video stream.
That would be phenomenal.
Oh, man.
What?
Just talking to blasphemy and everything. Just like our conversation after the show the other day. When you left, you just go, I'm so getting struck by lightning.
What were you talking about? Where Russ
I have no clue. Mm. I'd get hit by lightning whether I was wearing anything conductive or not.
It's just got to happen.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're wearing cotton or a suit of armor.
Running around with the golf clubs, screaming, damn it, right in the middle of a thunderstorm. If I get hit by lightning, chances are it'll be during the day with the sun out.
Came
out of nowhere, then he split in half like a tree.
That's from Noah.
Didn't even get hit by God.
So have you been to the Target recently and seen Alex?
No, it's not like I go there just, hey, you want to come down to my basement?
Stop that. Well, I worry about, though, is the fact that that is going to happen to him. People are going to go to that Target looking for him, and then he's not even going to be able to do his damn job. I think if Target was smart, they realize, okay, this kid's not going to be able to really probably do his job because it's just not going to be possible.
Just put him on display out front.
Or make a commercial with him. Turn him into a spokesman. Hi, I'm Alex from Target. You have Jared from Subway. At least this kid's in-house.
And this picture has gone across the country?
Oh, it's international.
Yeah. Let's put him in a glass display in front of Target. With the pants down.
No. His pants have to stay on. You in pants. Sick.
Are you sure?
A new study out of Oxford University, that's in England, found out that women now have the same amount of free time as men for the first time ever. And it's because today, men actually help with the housework.
Pussies.
Okay. Women have gained 90 minutes a day of free time over the last 50 years as men have become more and more inclined to help out around the house. But there are some other factors that have also helped women spend less time doing work around the house. There have been improvements in technology, and it's way more affordable now to hire a cleaner.
Why would it be more affordable?
They don't expand on that, but I have my ideas.
Oh.
Possibilities.
Yeah, immigration.
Yeah. So, yeah, without the details, yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Hmm.
Why do you say pussies, though, when you say guys doing the housework?
Ah, what are you doing housework for? You do yard work. How come that doesn't count? Well, we don't live outside. Well, why do you give me grief when I don't mow the yard? Why is it that doesn't count towards housework? Around or in?
I think I've known people that they'll share all of the work inside and out. I've known people that, like couples, they'll have the guy will do the outside stuff, the chick will do the inside stuff. They all just kind of figure out their own way.
But a lot of chicks don't count the outside stuff.
And they should, because that counts, damn it. I look at it this way. If a chick says, outside doesn't count, then let's say, okay, I tell you what, we'll trade today. You go outside and do all that crap, and I'll go in and do the dishes.
I tell you what, I'll even get the hedge trimmer started for you. Because I'm that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean the 6 foot long one.
Yeah, that ain't easy.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
That's a bitch.
Oh, Mandy and I would have that conversation a lot. Are you going to do anything inside? First of all, I don't have to. So just the fact that I said that and you acknowledge that's true, you've already lost this argument. But I've been working outside for the past 3 hours. Inside, you want to clean it, that's fine. Me, I like it the way it is. In fact, it could get nastier. How do you live like this? Go sit down and watch.
It's actually quite amazing. You really should just
and it's watch. Easy to do. You might get hooked on it. The reason I clean up the outside and mow and everything is because people can see that. They can't see inside the house.
They drive by and think, what a lovely home. They don't see the photos on the inside. Mm.
How many people live in that house? How could one person accumulate so many clothes in one spot?
Is it that bad?
Not now. I got a housekeeper.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, yeah.
But just to piss her off, I'd always drop my clothes in the same spot, mm-hmm. and she wouldn't pick them up just out of principle.
Okay.
So I would keep dropping more clothes in the same spot. Until she had to do something because she couldn't get around the heap.
So she tried to go toe-to-toe in a stubbornness fight?
Uh-huh. Wow. I think that's why she finally called in backup.
She finally had enough. I can't believe... No, there's... that was so stupid.
And it's... Really, it's not a power play as far as...
Yeah, well...
Oh, that's my house. I don't have to clean it. It doesn't bother me. How do you let those dishes stack up? I eat, and then I don't wash them. That's how, hey, they made it back to the kitchen counter.
That
what do you think, the dirty dish fairy did it?
So you're looking for credit for at least bringing it to a cleaning source.
Well, you're asking me questions that are obvious. How do you do that? I eat food on plates. I don't wash them. I stack them up on the counter. That's how that happens.
How long would you wait until you would actually clean them? Like when you were single?
Or even, oh, single?
Yeah.
About a week.
Okay.
Did it ever get so bad to where you had to...
Yes. I was afraid to even pull the plates apart because I don't know what was living in between them.
Yeah.
Yep. That's me in college.
Or the stench.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, hey, they're soaking in water. What could be going on in room temperature water? What could grow in that? And then you pull the plates apart.
Oh, my God, that first time?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't think there is a man alive that hasn't witnessed that.
I tried to pull one of the plates out of the soaking water, and a tentacle pulled the plate back down.
It was very much an eye-opening, it was a lesson learned that first time when I had to actually get a surgical mask to put on and do those dishes. And I put a vomit bucket next to me just in case. It was so bad.
Pine-Sol, bleach, you can dump all that stuff in there. It's not going to cover up the stench.
Mm-mm.
If anybody were to come over, they'd just swear that you're taking dumps in that sink.
Yeah. And actually, that smell to me would have been preferable.
I never let it get horrible. It did get to the stench point.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, once that happened.
But I could tolerate, if I was living with somebody, I could tolerate the stench just based on principle.
Gotcha.
Because now, Pavlovian wise, that there's joy associated with it. That stench is pissing her off.
You're so happy.
The pile of clothes turned into a maze.
I'm going to keep making plate and cloth skyscrapers. Yeah, there was one point the clothes got so high. Manny goes, what is this? Is this a tribute to 9/11?
And she wasn't very big, so I can imagine that pile probably got taller than her at one point.
Why does it have to be here? Because you don't like it.
How did she not figure that out? Or was she just so hell-bent on trying to get you to
They just want you to do something. It wasn't just her. Obviously, I've been bitched at by other chicks that I've dated.
Well, sure.
You know, I couldn't dodge it forever. But they always ask the questions they know the answer to. They just It's just their way to start some type of conversation. How do you do that? Watch. I take this sock off with this foot. I take this sock off with the other foot, and I leave them right there. Tomorrow, there'll be another pair just like that on top. If you want to do some type of time-lapse photography, go ahead and set up a camera. It'll happen pretty fast. You got a better chance of watching No, that doesn't make any sense. Never mind.
Okay.
Dishes. That's what they are. Can't you wash them? Probably. In fact, yes, I can. You got three dishwashers. Well, technically, I got four, but you don't consider yourself one.
Damn. I bet that was a fun afternoon.
Like, just dump them in the dishwasher. They're all over the place in the kitchen. In fact, I forgot I had the third one.
Oh, God.
You can't load the dishwasher? Yes, I bet I can. And did you come back? I thought you were going to load the dishwasher. That's not what you asked.
You are so aggravating. But I can't be mad at you for it because, one, I know better. But two, she should know better. She was intimate with you. She should know this about you. Me, Chloe, and Alfie would know not to even bring that up.
Not only that, but if there's one, just one of her dishes in that pile, sorry, you don't have an argument.
How do I know all these are my dishes? Because I put mine away. How do I know that? First of all, they're all my dishes. I bought them all. So technically, you don't own anything. And unless you mark the plate, there's no way to prove that you put yours up. Now what, Slick?
You should just on occasion, you should do the dishes.
I've done dishes.
Overrated?
It's not as magical as it used to be, especially when you got somebody that you can torture dirty dishes with. Now, get over in that sink and get those plates out of there and watch for whatever's reaching up for you. This house stinks. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I'm going to go get that freshen up stuff. You will not spray that in my house. I like the stench.
Go and stir it up.
If you get rid of the stench, I'm going to start a new one. It's going to be worse. Alfie, what's line three?
He's calling about dirty dishes.
Yes, Zach?
Hey, Russ. Yeah, when I was in college, man, me and my buddy Wayne were living together, and I would walk into the kitchen sometimes, one time specifically, and it was so bad. I went in there to start cleaning, just touched the dishes, and a swarm of gnats just all up in my face, just everywhere. I had to run out of the freaking apartment. It was ridiculous. It was like the freaking plague or something. It was nuts.
Like you want to go find your roommate and go, I think this experiment's done. The larvae. Okay, thanks. The larvae are ready to leave.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've had that with the trash can before, the trash compactor,
mm-hmm.
because I can squash almost anything in there.
Sure.
I don't empty it as often as I should, and sometimes when you open it to throw some cans in, things will fly out, and things, I couldn't even, well, obviously they weren't insects.
Yeah.
They had to be mammalian. So my mind, I'll just pour some bleach in there. It'll be all right.
Oh, God.
Wasn't until Gina started cleaning the house on a regular basis. She'll bitch about it, but she doesn't say anything to me. Just open up the trash compactor and go, oh, Jesus. You know, if I were you, I think I'd clean that during the day when it's safe. And maybe take a wooden stake with you.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Because I don't know what's growing in there.
Along with some holy water. And probably a good idea to bring you a Bible.
And a couple of priests that you don't mind getting rid of. Because at least one priest is going to die from this one. Break?
Yes.
Okay. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
505. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the DFW Auto Show. Traffic blows right now. The worst of it's in Dallas. Let's start off there. Northbound on the tollway just before Keller Springs. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. That's traffic backed up back from Forest. Also in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just before Walnut Hill. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. You're backed up all the way back to 35. Still in Dallas, westbound I-30 right at Ferguson, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back to Loop 12. Eastbound I-30 at Longview in Dallas, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. You're back up back from Fort Worth Avenue. And finally, in Carrollton, westbound on the bush right at I-35, you got an accident there. It's blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from the tollway. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Shark Tank on it's CNBC. More rain tonight, 51 for a low. Then tomorrow, the rain continues. We'll hit a high around 61. Right now, 57. The 97.1 The Eagle.
KEGL, The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
No, I know it seems early, but it's going to take a while if we're going to write a Christmas special. You want to see how little I know about the Bible?
Yeah.
Wait till you see what it's like writing this with me.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, because
by the time we're done, the three wise men will be bringing, one of the wise men will be the abominable snowman, and they'll give Jesus a Charlie in the box.
That is kind of the problem, is if we're left completely up to ourselves to do whatever we want.
Well, we are.
I know, but I'm saying that's hard. That's why
it's an easy story to tell.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know.
You got the birth of Jesus. You got OnStar, North Star, something. You got the three guys.
Write
you
that know, down, OnStar.
Yeah.
You know, they're bitching about each other. Why did we have to pick camels? Where are these the three wise men supposedly from?
That's interesting, because I've been trying to do some research.
Well, they're going to have Jewish accents now.
And that's fine. They can, because in Matthew, where they're talked about.
Horse is all over the place. You had to pick up in camel. I'd rather ride an aardvark.
Oh, no.
Hey, Ann.
In the Gospel of Matthew, where they're mentioned, he just says that they're...
Do you know this, or are you reading this?
I knew part of this, but I was researching to remind myself.
Oh.
It just says that they came from the east to worship the King of the Jews. But it doesn't actually mention how many of them there were. But because the gifts that were mentioned...
The what?
Gifts.
Oh.
The gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Man, I'm not getting them gold. Get him some pyrite, that fool's gold. And some cubic zirconium. He's a baby. What do we know?
He'll know.
So, oh, that's right. I forgot. King of the Jews.
Wow.
I bet they don't let this air.
Nope. I think I'm that's already.
That's great. We'll just tell them we're doing it live.
I think I'm already backing away from it. Anyway, in the Gospel of Matthew, actually, when it mentions the three gifts, we just assume people did that it was three kings or three wise men because it was the three gifts. You assume they each brought one.
Oh.
But then,
how did the little drummer boy get thrown in there?
I think that was just someone's song. Again, I'd have to go back and read the actual you know, Jesus story in Matthew as well, because I can't remember the last time I ever read that.
Well, think all the things you saw as a child.
Yeah.
And the specials and cartoons and whatever, you combine everything, it's like, all right, why was a kid playing a drum for a baby? Now, did television do that? Or is that from the Bible?
That's where you've got to go back and actually go to the source.
And another cutaway back to the three wise men. All right, so the TV goes on channel 3?
No. 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 What about the box?
What about the box? I don't touch the box. Yeah, we can steal from movies all over the place.
Absolutely. It makes it easier.
I'm excited.
God.
All right.
They're never going to get to Jesus.
Yeah. Show will be over. We missed a birth. I think of it as a cliffhanger. Just going from door to door. Nobody will put us up. I'm pregnant. My feet hurt. I know. We'll go to Motel 6. They just turned the damn light off. Light's always supposed to be on. We show up. I knew it. Tom Bodette's a sucker. Write that down too, Alfie. I want to call Tom Bodette a sucker.
Got it.
I'm playing a Virgin Mary.
Can't wait to see how the casting goes. The Parents Television Council has criticized ABC for its October 30th programming choice when the network followed up its annual broadcast of It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, with an episode of Scandal that opened with a steamy sex scene.
How steamy was it? Well, it's broadcast television, so...
It's not like it's nudity or anything, but it goes from, in essence, a family show or even a children's cartoon over into, hey, sex scene.
I've never seen Scandal. What is that rated as far as television?
It's usually at least 13 or 14. I think it's TV 14. At least that, if not MA. But according to the Parents Television Council president, Tim Winter, in a statement, he said, shame on ABC for putting a peep show next to a playground. In less than 26 seconds, we were taken from the Peanuts pumpkin patch to a steamy Scandal sex scene. 26 seconds, boom. Winter dubbed the transition grossly irresponsible and called on ABC to apologize. The abrupt segue was not lost on those involved with Scandal. Creator Shonda Rhimes retweeted a message from a viewer that read, the leap from Charlie Brown to the first scene of Scandal, close your eyes, kiddies. It's not the first time that the PTC has taken umbrage with the popular Kerry Washington drama. In January of 2013, the conservative watchdog group criticized ABC for not giving a TVMA rating to a Scandal episode that contained a violent torture scene.
See, I don't know how primetime shows are rated. I don't pay attention because I don't care.
Right.
There's nobody in my house that's going to be affected by it. But you're okay with the parents what?
Television Council.
They're okay with a bunch of kids praying to a pumpkin god and forgetting about Jesus. They're okay with that, but the sex scene where two people are loving each other, you don't like that so much.
Ooh, terrible growth. We need an explosion to separate it all.
Okay, for cartoons to pray to a false god. I think that's one of the 10 biggies.
That is up there.
Now, these people in Scandal, were they married?
I do not know.
Well, I can't help him with that. But it does sound like it was a quick turnaround straight from Charlie Brown to poking. Because a lot of times, now just to save time or cut down on the tune-out factor, they won't run spots between TV shows sometimes. It'll be credits rolling, boom, the new show is already on.
Yeah.
Then it'll be, you know, on for a few minutes, then they'll take a break. And I think that's what ABC did with Charlie Brown.
It sounds like it's exactly what happened.
The Great Pumpkin, up your ass, and then Scandal.
It really did seem. It's like, this is one of those times where I'm not a fan of the Parents Television Council, but that does seem like an abrupt shift.
Yeah, especially if you're going from children's programming to adult. At least throw something in there. 30-second promo that says, hey, at ABC, we sure like to...
Coming up next, after the pumpkin airs, and you say, in that part of that buffer, Up next, an all-new episode of A Sexy Scandal.
Where people on TV.
Give people a heads up if they don't know somehow. Then again, it always goes back to the whole personal responsibility. If you're worried about your kids and what they see on TV, don't let them have access to the television and whatever they watch.
Well, it's okay to watch the Charlie Brown thing, right. But the fact that it sounds like ABC screwed up. It's not going to be an FCC fine, but no. There needs to be a buffer between cartoons and something that's for adults. That's fair enough. I think this is one of the few times the PTC has gotten something right.
Yeah. And still, as a parent, though, if you're concerned on a level that the Parents Television Council is, they don't like to do this. They don't want to go out of their way. They want to just be able to leave the TV on, and it should be wholesome and for everyone. But really, if you're that concerned, just record the shows you're okay with your child watching and let the child only watch those shows. You're the adult in the house, so you're the only one that gets to watch live TV.
Yeah, you could have a room with a TV and a DVR, and you control absolutely everything the kid watches. No. It's not going to work.
You hit the word right there. It's work. People don't want to do it. So they just want to take the kid in front of the TV. Here, take it.
Close your eyes if you see something bad. I don't have time to raise you. I need ABC and all the networks to take care of whatever it is that you're seeing.
I'm okay with that.
I don't. It's funny. All the complaints always emanate from the PTC.
There's
it's
no
not like it's very seldom is it from every community. Like all complaints from all over the country. Dallas, Washington, New York, Detroit City. I sound like a James Brown song.
Mm-hmm.
It always emanates from wherever the headquarters are for a PTC.
Yeah. And in this case, it's at one point, I was following them on Twitter just to see what they would say, just out of curiosity. And for the most part, it really wasn't that bad. But then they would get hooked on something, and they had like this. To me, it seemed like false outrage, because everything that they're outraged about is avoidable. But they feel what they feel like is they shouldn't have to adjust. They feel like the networks, you know, they should be able to just leave, like I said, leave the channel on and everything's going to be fine.
You're a broadcaster. You're a trustee. We should be able to put our children in front of the television and not check on them for 9 or 10 hours, and they should be okay. You got more outlets now, more choices for children's programming. There are plenty of places where you can lock it down on one channel and you're safe. I think V-chips are still in place. You've got parental guides.
Yeah, you can block out whole banks of channels if you wanted to on your, whether it's cable, satellite, whatever.
You can block anything you need.
Exactly.
Sometimes. In fact, I'm afraid to even touch. I've looked at that setting. It's a parental setting. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to even touch it. Just so I didn't accidentally lock myself out of my own TV, because I know I'd forget the password.
Yes, you would.
What is it, Chloe?
Sometimes there's a prompt that even shows up on our cable that says, would you like to, if a show is coming on and it's a MA, would you like to set up your parental, you know, control for this program right now?
Would you like to watch a TV show about
That's how you know it's good.
Yeah. I'm going to immediately add this to favorites.
Rated B-A-T. Oh, big ass. We used to do that when we were doing the TV show Hot Tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We'd run disclaimers right in front of our show. Warning, the following show may be, it's for mature audiences, even though we weren't doing anything, just so people would hang around and watch.
Smart.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because you
the
know
show it's going to have nude women and exploding breasts.
Oh, my.
And none of it. What do you got, Alfie?
I have a guy online, one who has a problem with the channel lineup on his provider.
Yes, Taylor?
Yeah, I was just going to say how they complain about ABC running that after the Peanuts Charlie Pumpkin thing, but they don't complain about BET being right in between the Nick Jr. and the Sprouts network on Verizon Fios.
Where do you think it should be?
Oh, somewhere else, not right in the middle of that. I mean, those music videos aren't just, you know, exactly kid material.
Hmm. So you think it should be put at the back of the cable box?
Well, next to all the other MTVs and video channels that, you know, show them chicken booty videos and everything.
All right, so you're not, you don't have a problem because it's Black Entertainment Network. It's just music videos.
Oh, yeah, when they showed right in the middle of Nick Jr. and Sprouts, which are meant for toddlers.
Hmm. Okay. I think they should ask you before they hook up cable to your house, do you want colored programming?
I don't know why all of a sudden it all became standard.
Like, oh, sure, just let anybody in through the cable box.
There goes the living room.
I wouldn't be surprised if the TV didn't steal itself. I've never heard anybody complain about BET on a lineup.
Well, I, it makes sense if that...
You put it on your favorite. Take it off your favorites. Everything's programmable now. You don't want to see... he was focused on music videos, and I get why he wasn't saying MTV, because they don't play videos anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But all of it's blockable. All of it's programmable. They're like 60-some-odd... TV broadcast channels in North Texas. I just let my antenna scan for all of them and then pick the ones that I want. And the ones that I can't understand the language, I block those out.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I should do that on
although mine. Some of them I do watch because there's some good stuff on Hispanic television.
Oh, are you watching a novella?
They still like to jiggle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a tuxedo and she's going to jump, do jumping jacks. We're going to play a game show with no contestants.
Here comes the midgets.
Midgets and confetti and flashing lights and music. Everybody's having a good time.
And chicks with implants. Like, I don't know where.
What's a implant?
I meant to say implants.
Oh.
But I don't know where. I don't know where the chicks go.
Hey, look at that chick. She's already got a guy stuck in her. That must be a implant. I'm sorry, what?
Anytime I've switched over to whether it's one of those wacky game shows or it's one of the novellas, like the women are almost always surgically enhanced. And I think, okay, is there like just a couple of doctors in whatever country doing these? Or do they come to L.A. or Dallas to get those done?
What do I care? I've never looked at implants and went, I wonder where she got those done.
I do.
I'll need to know. Partly. I must find her Facebook before I can actually finish to this porn site and ask her, where were these done?
Mm. I just think it's odd how it's a rarity to see a flat-chested woman on one of those shows. They're all just there.
Well, it's like some of those shows are like the 70s version of American television.
Yeah.
Hey, Jiggle TV still works. People still like to look at boobs. Let's go with it. Who wants to see a flat-chested chick do jumping jacks? If I want that, I'll watch Jack LaLanne. Okay. You just seem surprised. Hey, that's all these big boob chicks on these Mexican stations. Always big boobs on dancers in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for all of that. We like big ass. Small ones are okay as long as they're kind of perky and the nipples point to the sun and go, hello, I'm all right with those. It's when there's nothing, then you feel like you're not really with a chick. Or if they were perky at one point and then things happen to them.
Look like they got left on a griddle too long?
Sun dried.
Mm.
Wow, your cans look bad and dried up. You know what? If you get another three just like that, you can start some California raisins.
God.
I don't know how many bad cans you've seen in your life. All it takes is two to throw you off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially when you don't see it coming. Oh, they look good. They're all packed in there nice. Top comes off. What was that? Nothing. No, I distinctly heard a one. I didn't immediately think it was your breast because I would have expected two. But obviously they've synced up somehow as if to trick me. And they pull a top off and those things just start running.
It looks like you turned the light on and the roaches are scattering.
I said it before. Help me repack my bra. Oh, I got a better chance of picking up mercury out of a busted thermometer. Mm-hmm. Once you ask me to go outside and catch some air.
Do everyone a favor out of DFW.
What? Yeah. Hey, they're having some wind shear problems. Why don't you go hang your nasty off the side of a building so they can see which way the wind blowing. You wind sock, bitch. You know, I bet all the matches I'm getting on Match.com, I bet they slow down now.
You think so? No.
He's making fun of women's breasts and calling us windsock bitches. Hey, a lot of guys are just look at women like that. You go, hey, you know what? You've had children. You've done all you can. I found that there's always a place for you. Now you can go out to the airport and help save lives.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
I got a bit of a crosswind.
How can you tell? Because one teat's blowing that way. Her chest looks like the doctor's eyes from Cannonball Run.
There it is.
What story were we talking about?
The Parents Television Council being upset about the sex scene on Scandal.
Yeah, I'd be more
right
I'd be more concerned with what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Thank God there's no Parents Radio Council.
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Chick on line 2 is a little upset at Dan.
Oh, good.
Well, that's interesting.
Hello, Debbie.
Hey, Russ. I actually have issue with Dan saying that Latinas have implants. That's really not true.
I was talking about the ones on the TV shows, like the game shows and the novellas.
No, those are exactly the ones I'm talking about, too.
And you know what? I can tell she's Latina because the way she said Latina. Are you Latina?
I am Latina.
I love that. Not all Mexican women have large cans.
No, but they're pretty well-rounded. We're pretty curvy. There's not going to be any, you know...
Anytime somebody's got really big cans, a small waist, and a small butt, those are probably implants, and that's what we've seen on Mexican television.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we're watching the same one then, because that's not what I see.
No, like the ones I'm seeing are typically going to be like the weather girl on Univision. Mm-hmm. I get sent those by listeners all the time, like, oh, hey, look, show Russ this. Or another one will be like a weird promo for, you know, people awkwardly staring at each other for a novella on, you know, Univision or something. And then the wacky game show where it's a horribly fat, nasty man running around on a little bicycle. And there's some woman who is...
Well, hang on. You're taking way too long to get to the end of this. What's your point?
Well, I'm
not you. Shut up.
I already said my point. They're big boob women on the Mexican shows.
Well, I know, but it was taking a half an hour to get to that. I want her to say Cynthia Izaguirre before she goes. Say it.
Cynthia Izaguirre.
Do you have any idea why on the Mexican shows they always have midgets?
I do not. That's just part of people's crazy culture.
Well, because I'm not part of that culture, I just wonder what you guys find funny about midgets.
No, I have no idea.
It's because they're funny. They're mini people. You ever looked at midget porn?
No.
Liar.
Me either.
Well, I was going to work it into rental nudity, but I've already used that joke. Of all the things to pick up on, you know, as Latinas have big breasts. Well, some do, some don't. Just
right.
Like Caucasians and what do they call those? Black people. I got lost.
Yeah, you did.
Well, you got Latinas. You got, all right, is it Latinas or Hispanics? Obviously, the word Chicano is gone. In fact, that's almost offensive, even though we didn't come up with that.
Yeah, I got in trouble for that back when I was like 5. Because I didn't know, and I heard my grandparents use the word, and then we were sitting at a restaurant, and I didn't know what Chicano was. So I asked my dad, and I was like, hey, are they Chicanos? And pointed at the people at the table next to us, and my mom smacked me. Like, you don't say that. I was like, well, Papa says it all the time. I'm just trying to learn. I was asking a question.
At least I got the word and the color right. what's proper now?
I don't even know.
If they're from Mexico, I got no problem seeing Mexican.
Right. If you don't know, not all Hispanics are Mexican.
I understand. But if they go, I'm from Mexico, I don't think I'm offending you by calling you Mexican.
No. And they'd be okay with that.
So is there one broad-based word? Is it Hispanic now or is it Latina?
Well, I think Hispanic or Latina or Latino, I think all those are okay.
They're all okay. We suck the dents out of anything.
That part's probably not so okay.
We're the soccer dent guys. You know us.
Yeah, they do so much more than that, though. You're really just kind of pigeonholing.
I'm not pigeonholing. I do a lot of different things. I played an episode of where in Chico and the Man, one of the guys got a dent in the truck. I sucked it out. I met Scatman Crothers on Chico and the Man.
It's a big day.
This is a lot funnier to me than it is anybody else.
But it does. It constantly changes, not just with Hispanics. It's like, okay, are blacks okay with just black? Or does it have to be African-American?
I think that depends on whom you ask.
Well, how come is it we don't go through changes? It's white people.
Well, if you wanted to be picky about it, you could. You could say, I'm not just white. I'm more than that. You could say, I'm American or I'm Anglo-American.
Well, but we don't have any type of lobby group that keeps changing our names and confusing the other people, like the minority keep confusing us.
Okay,
all right, sorry, Hispanic, that's not good anymore. But what is it now? We haven't decided, but you've offended me.
The lobby group we have is not one that we want any association with.
I don't know how to back out of that one. I've never really considered that our lobby group.
That's a lobby group.
It is, but that ain't my lobby group.
No, that's what I'm saying. None of us claim that lobby group. But it is a lobby group. It's trying to convince people to its way of thinking.
Yeah. I feel safer in the Black Panthers, and I'm white.
Brother, I'm with you.
Alfie, the rest of those about TV stuff?
No, I actually got a guy online.
Well, I
got
a break.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:39, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Shark Tank on CNBC. All right, traffic still blows. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just before Walnut Hill. Got an accident there. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at 635. Got an accident there blocking traffic. Right now your backup is back from Arapahoe. Still in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Longview. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Fort Worth Avenue. Into Irving, northbound on the Bush, technically 161. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Shady Grove. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W just before Basswood. Got a stalled out car hauler blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from 121. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Tonight, more rain, a low of 51. Tomorrow, rain and a high of 61. Right now, it's 58 and 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, Alfie, what do you got?
Those are people calling in about the Chicano versus Hispanic versus whatever debate.
It wasn't a debate. I know it's not Chicano anymore. I don't know why it changes occasionally. Why is it we don't get updates? We're always either rednecks or honkies. We don't get any new spiffy names.
Yeah, we have just kind of like our old tried and trues, throwing cracker on occasion.
Which one do I want to start with, Alfie?
I would start with line 4.
Yes, Guillermo.
Oh, hello, Russ.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, actually, this.
Guillermo.
Yeah.
It makes me horny.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Makes me want to drink beer.
Well, we have tequila, too, remember?
Do you have your pants down?
No, actually, I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you want?
Okay, no, actually, I was going to clarify the difference between Hispanics, Chicanos, and Latinos.
Okay.
Okay, so Hispanics is people from coming from Spain. So anyone who is born in Spain is Hispanic. Anyone who is born, I would say, from Mexico to the south is Latino. And anyone who actually is first generation to whatever generation is born is called Chicano when it's born in the U.S.
Born in the U.S. is Chicano?
Correct, yes. Yes.
Are you sure you're not jacking with me?
No, actually, I'm not jacking with you, man. I'm Mexican, so I can tell you that for sure.
I think you set me up, Jack.
No, actually, I'm telling you the truth, because actually, the first time when I came to America, actually, I found that because in Mexico, we will make fun of Chicano people, or, you know, just as Mexicans, we make fun of people who speak English, and then I came over here, and I'm like, okay, so what is Chicano? And then told me, well, Chicano is people who actually is born, Latino descendancy born in America.
How long have you been here?
5 years.
Are we legal?
Yes, of course, sir.
Okay. happy to have you regardless.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Vaya con Dios.
Bye-bye.
Why is that always funny? It means go with God. But they always laugh at me.
I don't know. Is something about a white guy saying it? I don't know. It's all...
So I can't speak any Spanish?
I think
the Lone Ranger always said it. Vaya con Dios. Or was that Freddie Fender?
Ooh. Now it's awkward.
I know it's in a George Strait song, so hey.
Another good one is Tejano. Like everyone in the room is Tejano, Texan.
Okay. Can we say that?
Yeah, totally.
Can we get into Tejano bars?
Without a doubt.
All right, I tell you what, you go first and call me.
Well, Alfie's going to stand the best chance of out of the four of us.
Why is that?
Because Alfie has Mexican heritage.
Do you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm sort of kind of Hispanic.
I thought you were Italian.
No, I'm Hispanic and Irish.
Somebody was partying it up.
Mm-hmm.
You have curly hair. That's why I always assume you were Italian.
Yeah, I'm, I guess, black Irish.
I am not saying it.
It's best you don't.
I'll mouth it. I'll draw a picture of it, but no. Since the video stream is pre-delay. So you want to send Alfie to a Tejano bar?
I'm not saying I want to. I'm saying if all four of us were to go, he's the one that's going to probably fit in the best.
So you don't think people of other colors would accept whites?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
I think that's what you said.
No. Mm-hmm. I will say this. If we walk into a bar that is dominated by those of another culture, let's say for the sake of argument, Mexican, and I walk in, they're probably going to stare at me.
Why?
Because I'm not like them.
They've seen white people.
Yeah.
We've seen Mexican people.
Sure. It's almost like there's a bar I go to down the street from here on occasion. It's full of people. And then one time a guy walked in wearing a dress. Everybody said he kind of stands out. This is not part of the normal crowd.
But that's a choice he made.
So?
To wear a dress. Whatever your background is your background.
Yeah, but I'm saying he was different than the crowd, and the crowd noticed.
We're not playing Sesame Street or Electric Company or whatever this damn thing is. I've never heard that explanation like Guillermo gave me. All right. Spain, Hispanic. I got that one.
Okay.
Mexico, Latino, if they're born in Mexico.
Yeah, he said Mexico
I got
and
it.
South.
I'm getting there.
Well, I was saying and South.
Into Central America. Is that what you're saying? How far south?
I would
you
say.
You can't go all the way to Africa. And you use the term Latino. Somebody's going to get pissed off.
In order to get,
or what's a cutoff?
In order to get to Africa, you'd have to at some point go east.
Okay, yeah. Panama Canal.
Panama.
Shut up. I'm getting lost.
Yeah, yeah. So,
But Chicano is American-born?
Well, here's the word. That's according to him, because when you pull up Chicano on Wikipedia, it says the term Chicano is sometimes used interchangeably with Mexican-American. So there he'd be correct, but also it's even more specific. It can still be viewed by some as negative, but then some embrace it, including some among Mexican-Americans within the city of Chicago. That's where the term became widely used during the Chicano movement. And those people wanted to express an identity of cultural, ethnic, and community pride, and that's where Chicano came from.
That makes sense. I was going to ask him, but it was a bad cell connection. But we already know Chicano is outdated.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 70s. Chico and the Man. Chicano power. All those things existed. We didn't come up with a word. The Caucasian community.
Mm-hmm.
We just were handed words. Okay, this one's okay to say now. Are you sure?
Yeah, because after a while you start thinking it's just a trick.
That's why I think Guillermo was lying to me. That's okay. You say Chicano anywhere you want to go.
No.
He gets off the phone.
Guess what I just did? It's stupid, huh? What a piñata.
No, I'm not running around saying that, and I'm not going to wear a sandwich board that says it. So like Bruce Willis and Die Hard 3.
Mm-mm.
4.
You got it, this 3.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
A lot of touchy subjects over the last couple of days are deep, bonding subjects.
Mm-hmm. We're all learning about
figured
you,
out
each other.
What's okay to use? Yesterday, we're talking. In fact, I got an email. Russ, I got to admit it. I was impressed the way that you helped that guy Chris out with his divorce. You completely psychoanalyzed that guy with only two short visits over the phone. At this point, I'm inclined to say you're better than Dr. Thornton. No offense to Dr. Thornton, but what takes most doctors weeks to do, you did in a matter of minutes. Well, no, I didn't, because this isn't something that...
Wow.
Damn.
That was freaky good.
That was off the wall. Off the light box that we have for the video stream, back off the wall, into the trash can. I say, damn. All right.
You're like a globetrotter.
What was I saying?
Oh, Kristen's divorce.
Email. Oh, he said, you don't even need the backstory. He's just in a bad relationship, and he knows he wants out, but he's looking for somebody to validate any of the good parts of the relationship so he can stay in.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing, even though every part of the relationship is bad. Yeah, I know I need to get out of this. Maybe he'll ask me about the good parts. Well, are there any things good? Yeah. You know, she's just an angel at times. That's probably when she's on the angel dust. I think that's where he is right now. He's looking for somebody to validate any of the good parts of the relationship so he can stay in it. Oh, I got Russ to agree with me. It's if I agree with you on anything, you've already failed in your life.
That is not, that's, oh, Jesus.
For the most part. Relationships, it's, there's just nothing you can tell anybody. That's why I don't like talking to people really about relationships, is they're not going to listen. They know what they want in their head, and they'll talk to enough people until they get somebody that's of the same mindset.
Yes.
Let's see. That's not it. I got two or three on the... One of them just said, man, you guys got into some really deep after 7 o'clock last night. Because I guess we went till 7:20, something like that.
Yeah.
Talking about Chris and yeah, I don't know what the rest of the emails are. Give me a second. Missed 18 pages. I missed the trash can.
As awesome as the previous shot was, that was the opposite.
All right. Where you want to go with this?
Okay. Go back to, we were talking earlier about the parents' television accounts being upset with ABC or the sex scene from Scandal. Now we'll go over to someone else that's mad about something on TV. Believe it or not, there are shy bladder advocates. Shy bladder, you know what that is?
People that don't like to piss in public?
Yeah, basically.
Or like piss in front of other people?
Yeah, it's like you get next to somebody at the stall and then you just nothing.
Oh, mine always comes out.
Does it?
Because I wait till the last second. And I certainly don't have a shy colon. If my stuff's coming out, my stuff's coming out.
Your colon's more flamboyant.
That's perfect.
Shy bladder advocates are protesting a DirecTV ad featuring a painfully awkward Rob Lowe who can't use public restrooms. I know you don't watch regular TV. You're all like Netflix, Hulu, and everything.
Well, have there are regular the commercials run.
I know. That's why I'm asking if you've seen.
I haven't seen anything with Rob Lowe.
Okay. The advocates are calling for the nationally airing television ad starring the actor to be pulled off the air, but the satellite provider has staunchly refused. In the campaign, they used Rob Lowe.
And who's they?
DirecTV.
Okay, I missed that.
In the campaign, they use Rob Lowe, and it's regular, good-looking Rob Lowe. And he says, I use DirecTV. And then enter in this case, awkward Rob Lowe.
Who represents cable.
Who represents cable.
Okay,
and it's Rob Lowe, and he's completely just different. He's like Rob Lowe if he had a buttoned-up shirt all the way up to his neck, short sleeves, a huge fanny pack, awkward high-waisted pants, and a butt cut.
I got the concept. Revenge of the nerds and normal people.
You got it.
And who wants the spot pulled?
Shy bladder advocates.
Piss on them.
Very nice.
And then they laugh. What are they going to do? Obviously, they can't piss back on you.
Here's how you do it.
Yeah. I just pissed on you. What are you going to do? Oh, that's right. You shy.
Yeah. Steve Seufer, CEO of the International Pororesis Association, claimed to the AP that the ad is in poor taste and ridicules a serious problem experienced by as much as 7% of Americans. I haven't.
So somewhere. Oh, you do. Okay.
Yeah, it's cut number 7.
So somewhere in the spot, he can't go tinkle in front of somebody else.
You got it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Rob Lowe. And I have DirecTV.
And I'm painfully awkward, Rob Lowe, and I have cable.
DirecTV is number one in customer satisfaction over all cable TV providers.
With cable, you wait forever for them to show up. I hope it's not a girl or a guy.
Fact, DirecTV has been ranked higher than cable for over 10 years.
Fact, I can't go with other people in the room.
Don't be like this, me.
He didn't say anything about...
He was in the bathroom.
Okay, maybe he meant doo-doo. What, was he in a stall?
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Sitting?
Standing.
Okay, well, it can't be doo-doo.
Yeah.
Was that yeah from Dan or yeah from Christopher Walken Dan?
Both. So anyway, the shy bladder advocates are up in arms. And
okay, well, hang on. Is this real? I mean the group. Because a lot of times you'll have groups start up. They go, hey, let's say we're this coalition and we'll go after them.
Right.
I can't fathom somebody going, well, you know, there actually is a malady where when you can't pee with somebody else in the room. Well, I'm not big on it, but if I got to go pee, I have to. I don't enjoy it when I'm standing next to somebody taking a piss.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not locking up.
And how do you talk about this in a group together, in the support group?
Yeah, is there medicine that you take, or is this all psychological? I guess it's got to be psychological.
I think, it's a psychological deal.
Well, then get a handicap sticker and piss in the parking lot.
Fact, I can't go with other people in the room.
Don't be like this, me. Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
Can nothing be done anymore without somebody saying something?
No, it can't. And that's why I'm actually very happy that DirecTV has basically said no. DirecTV shot down the request and comments to the AP and said the ads will continue to run for the vast majority of viewers who have told us they enjoy the spots and understand that, like all of our commercials, they take place in a fantasy world ad and are not based in reality.
Did you actually look it up? Is there truly a bladder group?
International Paruresis Association. Our mission is to cure shy bladder and improve the lives of all people affected. Our vision is for a paruresis-free world. Until then, people with shy bladder will live life to the fullest.
Yeah, you will.
What? Yeah, because you're always going to be full. I got that. That's a good one, Chloe.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:05, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Shark Tank on NBC, or sorry, CNBC. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before Basswood Boulevard. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up back from 121. Northbound 35W right at 121 in Fort Worth. The right lane there is blocked from an earlier accident. Traffic there is backed up back from Allen Avenue. See, basically, you're jacked up back from Allen all the way to Basswood. Let's move into Bedford. Westbound 183 right at 121. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic is backed up back 360. Into Dallas now. Northbound on the tollway just before Walnut Hill. Got a stalled vehicle there being cleared out right now. Traffic is jacked up all the way back to 635. Sorry, back from I-35. And also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at 635. Got an accident there. This one's blocking the right lane of the exit to go eastbound. That has traffic backed up back from Arapahoe. Call number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see Seether and Papa Roach at the Southside Ballroom on January 31st. Call now. It's 214-817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Tonight, more rain, 51 for the low. Tomorrow, rain again and a high around 61. It is right now 58 degrees at 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Okay, so you got a group that... they have issues peeing in public.
Yeah.
I don't like crapping in public. I just don't like it. I feel like somebody could kick the stall door open, rob me, do whatever. Got my pants down. What am I going to do? I don't like it, but I don't think I need some type of support group. I just don't like crapping in public. I don't like my ass sitting on something where everybody else's ass has been on it.
Right.
Especially if it's Don Davis. Even if there's that paper thing you could put over it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is different. It's just you have to go. You need to go. You go in there, and then someone walks up right next to you, like, say, at the same time, and then you just can't quite get it out. The shy bladder.
I don't think that you really need, and you're sure there's a true organization of people who can't pee in public.
It looks official, looks legit.
It's on Wiki.
It's also got a .org website. It's got an 800 number.
Was it saying the .org? What is their mission statement? Because it's probably some type of charity thing.
Our mission is to cure paruresis, shy bladder, and improve the lives of all people affected. Our vision is for a paruresis-free world. Until then, people with shy bladder will live life to the fullest. And then it says, studies show that approximately 7% of the population, or 21 million people, may suffer from it.
Well, here's... All right, Alvy's talking to contest winners. We're giving away something from Papa Roach and... Cyst?
I don't know about cyst, but Papa Roach.
Yeah, Seether and Papa Roach.
All right. I was close.
Yeah, Seether's good.
Line 3?
Yep.
Yes, Seth?
Hey, man. I was just calling to let you know about the shy bladder thing. I am a sufferer of that. I don't have a problem with that commercial whatsoever, but it is a psychological thing. Mine was due to when I was younger, I was peeing in a public restroom, and... some creeper was staring at me while I was doing it. So now, ever since then, I've had an issue with peeing in public.
Okay, to me, that's almost like being raped. So I get it.
Yeah, so I mean...
Did you have to go through... Obviously, you went through therapy for something totally different. Well, you know what I'm saying? Because it wouldn't be, I'm just afraid to pee in public. This was somebody was eyeballing you while you were doing it.
Yeah, and now, I mean, I didn't go through any therapy. It's just I have to in order to pee in public, I go in a stall now instead of using the urinals.
Yeah, I still don't feel good in public restrooms at all.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on that one.
Okay, but you can pee okay outside now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good on you. All right, congratulations.
See, he overcame.
God, the things we've covered the last couple of days. What I was going to say before Seth called was, luckily, regardless of what mental block you got, nature will win.
Oh, yeah. That is.
It's like arguing back to arguing with your brain.
Uh-huh.
I can't pee in public.
I bet you will.
I just can't.
It's about to happen.
There's no sides on the sides of the urinals. I can't.
People can see.
They don't care. They're not concerned with your pee stream. I'm your brain. We're going to pee now.
I can't.
I'm going to give you the option, Slick. We either pee or we go the other way. Up to you. It's your pants.
All right. I'll try the piss thing.
Out your weenie. As you know, I can force it out your nose.
Going to reroute.
It's coming.
And by rerouting, got to call down to the urethra.
The one thing I always did hate, though, you hardly ever see them anymore because they're so old, is the pee trough. And at a busy place.
I never liked those.
Standing shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow, having to pee next. Oh, God, I hate it.
Look at us. We're Romans.
I know. It's just like you're just praying the whole time. It's like, God, I hope he doesn't start a stream fight. It's going to make it all awkward.
Really? This trough is 12 feet long. Nobody else is in there. You had to come stand next to me.
Right.
Oh, and I got to pee, even though luckily I'm very regular with my poopies.
Mm-hmm.
Couple in the morning, and that's it for the day. I don't know why. Even if I've eaten a lot during the day, it ain't coming out till the next morning.
Yeah.
But pee, if I'm going, I got to go. I don't care who's standing next to me. I don't care. Color. And I peed standing last year, standing next to who's a short black guy from Fred Claus.
Ludacris.
Yeah. I peed standing next to Ludacris.
Oh, I was, that's okay. I forgot about that.
Maybe a foot and a half away from him. I could still pee. I didn't have any issue with it. We're all one when we're at the urinal. The urination.
Oh, God.
Praise God.
Hashtag
urination. Ugh. 10 minutes I've been sitting on that joke.
Alfie, he ain't lying.
In fact, what's ironic about it, I skipped going to piss during this last break so I wouldn't forget. You think we're going to be able to hang on to this number one thing?
Yes.
Only based on Alfie?
No. Do you remember yesterday you told me about the thing
that Clear Channel bought that nobody else can have?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the technology earlier today.
Right.
I feel good.
I'd say that's...
Anything's possible, but I still...
That's one of the upsides of working for a company this big. Clear Channel hates the whole idea of being called a Borg and assimilation.
I thought you were going to say they hate competition.
We have found the best way to eliminate competition is to buy them.
And all play for the same team.
And that's where the Borg comes into place. They really, corporately, they hate the Borg association. But stop assimilating everybody, and people will stop.
Yeah.
Or if somebody comes out with some product that all broadcasters would like to have, it, you buy them all.
Sorry.
You thought I made that up, didn't you?
No,
yesterday.
No, I believed you.
Obviously, you had to go check on it today to see if it was real.
No, I was, truth be told, told me about this like 2 months ago.
Okay, I wasn't supposed to, but
right.
Good on you for not telling anybody.
Of course.
Don't mention names if you're about to continue.
No, there are no names. I'm just saying that I saw what these things are, and it's pretty cool. Have you seen it?
I have not. I just like the fact that
I'll show you.
It's desirous, and all broadcasters around the country want one, and Clear Channel bought them all. Even though I think they bought more than... What? I know they're throwing some away. Bust that out and chunk it. Well, why? Because we don't want CBS to have one.
And they need them.
CBS Dallas got the Rangers back.
I heard about that today.
I heard Gavin Spittle on KRLD today.
Really? Okay. I bet that was a tough actuality to get. It had to go up a few flights to go talk to him. I would imagine Gavin's excited about that. He should
Gavin's
be.
Always excited. Well, think about it now. KRLD, AM, and the Ficket fan.
There you go.
Whatever. The fan.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the Cowboys. Yep. They got the Rangers. They got TMS.
Yeah, and actually the...
Gavin, since he's come back to Dallas, has got almost every sport on the fan or KRLD.
Yeah.
What were we going to say?
I was going to say, and the fan, they just missed out as far as quick broadcasting news. So they had the Rangers when they flipped over from our old format to sports. Then they let the Rangers go right before the Rangers go on their World Series runs.
They got that pointy thing.
When the Rangers got a pair of pointy things, they were over on ESPN radio. And now that they're kind of back to being normal again, now they're coming back over to the fan.
Maybe CBS don't like black people, and that's why they dumped the Rangers.
Wow.
Then Ron Washington left, and they want him back. I don't know. I'm maybe speaking out of school here. Maybe CBS does like black people. I could be totally wrong. I let Gavin deal with the complaints.
Oh, man, that's just mean.
Now, I heard him today driving into work on KRLD. He's ecstatic.
You should be.
All he could, what was the word he used over and over? Wasn't fabulous, but it was something like that.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Ooh.
He kept talking about all the relationships we have, you know, with Eddie Gossage and TMS is awesome. So once he said awesome with one association, you got to use it every time, because if you say our association with the Cowboys is great, how come that ain't awesome? So then he got stuck with that word. And whoever the anchor is on Carol D in the middle of the day kept asking him the same question. So how big of a deal is this? Well, I'll back up.
Man, I think that could have aired.
But he asked him three or four times.
Oh.
The midday anchor on KRLD. So, Gavin, how big of a deal is this? It's a big deal, or we wouldn't have done it, you dipshit. Would I have come down to this floor here at CBS to talk to you if it wasn't a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
I'm vice president of programming. I got to set in my office and stay away from sun rays and be opaque. And I'll bet you I don't get a thank you email from Gavin for promoting that they got the Rangers back.
You think?
I really hate to be egotistical, but this is the only radio station, probably, or the show, in the country that promotes other companies and other shows. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever promotes us. You know Terry Dorsey has never called me Exotic. You know he's probably never brought up my name.
Probably not.
KRLD doesn't promote us, even though ICBS is where we used to work. We don't work there anymore. That's what I listen to. I'm certainly not going to lie about what I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
This whole show is about truth and honesty. The American way. Alfie, get me a flag. Dan, turn on the fan.
And Alfie, while you're getting the flag, go ahead and get him across. Because you know he's going to... Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with something about sobriety. Get him AA on the phone. I would get off onto Gavin.
Shy bladders.
Oh, that's right. Alfie, what's line two?
She doesn't like the shy bladder talk.
Yes, Tara.
I just got to tell you, stop talking about peeing. All this rain's bad enough. I'm about to pee on my car. Now you're making me laugh, and it's getting worse.
Why do you have to tinkle?
Because I've been drinking too much water, and I didn't go before I left work.
Why didn't you go before you left work?
Because I wanted to get out on the road because I knew there was going to be traffic, and I just wasn't thinking.
I wanted to get out and sit in traffic and think about how badly I had to pee.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. And so now it's worse. So,
do you ever sit in the bathroom? Do you have a boyfriend, husband?
I do have a boyfriend.
Do they ever bother you when you're in the bathroom?
Actually, sometimes, yes.
They jiggle the door handle and bother you?
Yes.
Is this bothering you now?
Yes, it is.
Is there anything else I can help you to do to pee in your car?
No. You guys, just stop being funny. Y'all making me laugh, and it's not making it easy.
All right.
I have about 5 miles left.
All right, well, hang on. Let me write this down so I understand. What is it you want us to shy away from so you don't laugh?
I guess I would have to be quiet for 5 minutes because pretty much everything you'll say seems to be funny. Oh, making fun of Gavin. That really gets me going. So no more making fun of Gavin.
Is this, you want us to stop making fun of Gavin out of professional courtesy since both you guys sit to pee?
Yes.
Did you piss?
No, not yet. I'm very
Come on, piss for daddy. Let me hear you piss.
No, don't do
just
it.
A little.
Don't give
I'm afraid I might not have that shyness.
What does she say?
I have no idea.
I might have that shyness now.
No, I don't think you do. It's okay. It's just you and me, and I can't see you. Let me hear you do it.
No.
Come on.
Stay strong.
Anyway.
Tara, get pissy with it.
No. But thank you.
All right. Hey, if you need help, call me back.
I shall. Thank you.
Okay. This really is a f***ed up show. I don't mind admitting it. It concerns me at times.
Yeah, but...
It's like when Everett asked me, I played one of the Dando spots for him, and just like 2 seconds later, he goes, something wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
It was sincere.
It was. It was a very sincere question.
Yeah. Just the look of, man, I've been on this show for how many years, and I still have to ask that question.
Look how long I've been on it. I have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys leave and go home, you can get away from it. I'm stuck.
What scares me is we were all hoping that you'd get her over the brink.
I was working on it.
You did really well. I'm proud of you.
I couldn't think of anything on or off the air I could have said because I don't know what makes... Chicks need to piss.
I think
the water thing obviously works with guys.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't really have any ocean sound. I just have that quick splash. And that sounds like taking a doo-doo. Tara. Nope. Yeah, that music's going to make her piss.
Hey, it might.
You need to get to the house. Your bladder is screaming. You should have gone before you left the office. Your labia is clenched up. You're starting to dribble.
It's like a slow leak. Drip.
It's like the very end of a thunderstorm. When the rain drips off the house. Blop! Blop! That's where you are, right down in your panties. You can't tinkle because you're in the car.
Mm-mm.
But you know you want to. It's okay if you want to.
Start your own flash flood.
It's okay. It's your car. Do whatever you want. Little piss drops are not bad.
Mm-mm.
Think of your vagina as... Think of it as Maxwell House. Good to the last drop.
Ha 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 ha! I love about her, but I'm about to piss.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. .com for offer details.
Let me take this before we do traffic. Hello, Tara.
I'm not very happy with you right now, boss man.
Did you pee in your car?
I did.
Yes. Stay thirsty, my friends. 6:31, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Sorry, give me a second. Okay, hold on. Eagles traffic's brought to you by Shark Tank on CNBC. Okay,
that's enough.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. More rain tonight, 51 for a low, then tomorrow, more rain and a high of 61. Right now, it's 58 with plenty of raindrops at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
And now Tara is doing the pee-pee dance. I wonder if it was a lot or just a dribble.
I bet it was a dribble.
I don't know. I don't know how it is with chicks.
I don't, yeah.
Because you know, with a guy, once it starts... Mm-hmm. That, near the end, you could stop it if you want, especially if it's in the morning going, all right, enough of this.
Yeah.
But yeah. When it starts, the shop ain't closing for a while.
Yeah, that initial push is like when a firefighter opens up on a two-alarm blaze.
So I don't know how it is when the vagina opens and the water comes out. It is magical. I don't know if they can shut it. Does anyone know? Chloe, you look like you're sitting on something.
No.
Like you know some ancient Chinese secret.
I'm just wondering how much. I really want to know. Is it like, should you just start and go, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to let it all go.
I've already started to live. I might as well let it go. Oh, how relaxing it is. Not only does my body feel better, it's so... convenient to piss in my own car.
Because it's all good. But when you're done, you're like, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, but now she's sitting in it.
Yeah.
Don't think of it as piss. Think of it as some type of dishwashing detergent that you're soaking in.
Oh, my God.
What? She was that worried about it. Shut the radio off. Don't trust me to be friends with your bladder.
She couldn't help it.
Or I could talk you out of it.
It deep down, she wanted to piss.
You think that's what it was?
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that.
Because if I'll give you an example. If I needed to pee and I didn't want to pee in the car, I would not call you and tell you, hey, stop making me laugh. You're making me need to pee. Because I know you're going to see that as a challenge. And you're like, I'm not going to talk about anything else other than you peeing for the next 10 minutes.
But I don't know what makes chicks want to pee.
We should have asked her.
I mean, obviously giggling, that's going to happen. But now that you've peed in the car.
Oh, no.
Ain't no reason to stop there. Let's go all the way. Let's drop them friends off. Gone, you done peed in the car. It's ruined. Take you a nice pookie-doo. That's what I do. Officer Lonnie, I ain't got time to stop and take a pee-pee. I piss all over this squad car. Hey, you know what the other officers say when they get in?
What's that?
Thank you. Even men love all my stuff. I'm crapping in my squad car right now.
I get off his lobby's car. I can't.
They have a lottery every day, so you get off Solani's car. Win it, dance around, pissing in the parking lot, can't wait to get in my ride. So go on, Tara. Come on, baby, you can do it. Tara, you want to go ahead and pink that loaf?
Yuck.
You've already ruined the seat. Go and get, it's just in your drawers. You can change your drawers. Crap in your car. I command it. It makes me hot.
Ew.
I want money donated to the foundation if she calls back and says I made her shit in the car. I don't know why. It's just an accomplishment, and I'd like to be rewarded. Not many men walk around going, I made that bitch shit in her car.
Yeah, I think that's
One of the few that can actually say I made her piss in the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think right now you could really have a serious conversation with Chapman.
Ron Chapman?
Yeah. Like so.
Hey, Ron, I just made a chick piss in the car. You piss on yourself today? Is that what you meant?
No, I was going to say you could be a pissing contest. Like, so, Ron, you ever make him a piss himself?
I'm sure he has. Mm. Couldn't be in radio that long.
Yeah, but he wouldn't know it because there's no way he would have taken that phone call. He was far too clean.
Might have taken it off the air.
I'll give you that. He might have taken it off the air.
I feel like I've bonded with women even more now. They feel comfortable to call up and go, I pissed in my car.
They weren't sitting there thinking of ways to make her do it. How do chicks pee?
But makes them need to go. Obviously just being a moron. That seems to work.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, let me know if she calls back.
You got it.
I want to know if she's doo-dooed in her car. Also like to know what kind of car she's got. I bet now you wish you had gone for the vinyl seats.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, Bluer sounds good until you piss on them. That's the wrong music. All right. 6:38, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. To some Ford employees in Chicago, it seemed like a Halloween prank, but when they showed up on Saturday for work, they learned that it was a very real trick. Ford had fired them through a robocall. The workers received a message on Friday that
Is that legal?
I guess so. The workers received a message on Friday that they were no longer needed and were now out of a job. The Times reported that dozens of workers either missed their call or thought it was a prank, and so they showed up to work anyway, only to learn that their ID badges no longer functioned and to hear from security that they were out of a job. A request for comment.
Was it a digital voice or was it one person that just said,
Hi, this is Leon from Human Resources.
I don't know.
No reason to come in today or tomorrow. You're fired. Bye.
A request for comment from Ford was not answered in time for publication, and the national office of the UAW appeared to be closed for the day. Although employers sometimes fire people via email or text so as to avoid an emotional confrontation, the approach is considered a poor practice.
It is poor because you can't verify, I would think, legally for the paycheck to end, for them to stop paying you. You'd have to send something certified, registered, something like that, an email, or even a phone call. It's like, you know what? I didn't get that, so you gotta at least pay me for the next day because I didn't get it.
Right.
I don't know who you called, but it didn't come to me.
The Society for Human Resource Management says delivering such news via email or text is impersonal and makes employees feel disrespected and could provoke the terminated employee into some negative emotional reaction.
What do you care? You fired them. If you really wanted them, they would have got popped.
Yeah, but I'd be worried about sending a robocall out to employees saying, hey, you fired, and then them show up to work the next day looking for me.
Well, the card thing, I get the reason for it, so nobody wigs out.
Mm-hmm.
There was one guy in programming up here a couple of years ago. Kibler let him go. She was really afraid because he was having a fit in her office. And she kept saying, well, you know, you're still fired.
Well, this is crazy. This is BS.
The upside is I know Kibler could have taken him.
Oh, yeah. Wait. I know you can't see on there. Who was it again? I mean, turn the mics off.
Well, I'm trying to think of his name because I always forgot it. Forget it. Hang on. Oh,
Okay. That's who I thought. Yeah. I thought that's who it was. I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget some other.
No, he lost it.
Why did he lose it? He didn't do anything.
He thought he did something.
Okay, sure.
I guess the GM at the time, the one that hired him, made him feel like he did something, even though the GM at the time that hired that guy. Am I being too confusing?
No, I can follow it.
Okay. The only reason he got hired was the GM used him for excuses. I think of it as the guy that was hired by the old GM was the dog, and I blame him for the farts.
He's a throwdown.
Yeah. He was the whipping boy in case something really bad happened. You go, hey, Vince. I shouldn't have said that.
See, now.
Hey, Romo's still out.
I heard that. Yeah. He did make the flight, though. And if he can play, he'll play.
Where were we? How we get off? The robocalls.
Yeah, for Ford.
I would think there would be too much exposure as far as civil action. I didn't get the call. You can't trust it. Just because you sent an email doesn't mean I got it. How many times does email go to junk mail?
It happens up here all the time, too. People will send an email. Oh, you didn't get my email? I don't know why you assumed I always did. The only way you should absolutely know for sure that someone received whatever message you intended is tell it to their face or call them on the phone.
Or ask for that return receipt thing, whatever.
But you know what? Even a read receipt is not a guarantee that it's been read.
That means you got it. It's like sending certified mail. At least you got it.
It's there, but that doesn't mean I saw it.
But it always asks, hey, this person would like to know if you saw this email. I'm not clicking yes. Blow me. It's none of their business.
Mm-hmm. Because I did that accidentally earlier today. Someone had a read receipt, and I was just click, click. I was like, ah, damn it.
I want them to know I got that. email robocalls. Yeah, I'm going to bet some hard money that the union is not going to like it.
No.
Yeah. But it was sad. Nobody could get anybody at the, was it UAW?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you for calling the UAW. We're covering up, burying some things. We're out right now.
We're working hard for you.
But nobody said what type of message went out from Ford?
It just said robocall.
It's got to be legal because obviously you know Ford's got a big legal department. Hey, is this okay? Yeah, be careful how I phrased it.
Hello. Former Ford employee.
Oh.
What?
This is a robocall. I will not answer your questions. Have you heard about Dan Lewis?
Ooh.
I don't like where this is going.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Welcome to the Dan Lewis Club. Click.
I thought for a second there, I thought you were starting up with, hello, welcome to Movie Phone.
If you're unemployed, press 1. No, wrong button.
Try it again. Today's matinee. You're fired.
If you think you're employed, press 1. Wrong button. Try again.
It's still wrong. Time Magazine. Time Magazine interviewed a number of toy historians and experts, and not sure why. Maybe it's because this is one of the start of Christmas season type stories. And they came up with a list of the 13 most influential toys of all time. So I have the results.
May I guess?
You may. There are 13 most influential toys of all time.
Any board games?
No.
Anything from the past 10, 15 years? Because if it is, I'm out.
Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
Oh. Let me go. Cabbage Patch Kids?
Yes, number 13, Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Rubik's Cube?
Number 11.
Barbie?
Number 2.
Okay, no board games.
The closest to any game I would have given would have been the Rubik's Cube.
Easy Bake Oven?
Yeah, number 6.
How many I got left?
1, 2, 3. You got 4, so you got, 9 left.
Did I say Cabbage Patch yet?
Yes.
Tickle Me Elmo?
Tickle Me Elmo did not make this list.
Was it the black version of Tickle Me Elmo?
There's a black version?
Mm-hmm.
What's that one called?
I ain't saying.
Oh.
Is there any chance for me to get the other ones?
Because
the ones I named are all at least that I can recollect from the 80s and before.
You want me to give you, let me see if I can give you some clues?
Sure.
Okay, sorry. You already got number 13, Cabbage Patch Dolls. Number 12, you're not going to get.
That's not a good clue.
Just saying. But I'll give you one. It's one of the first toys that successfully made learning fun.
Speak and Spell?
No.
See and Say?
No.
Shut the f*** up.
No.
Bitch.
The Leap Pad.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Now, that's a newer one, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so 11 you already got. That's the Rubik's Cube. Number 10, this is going to be totally lost on radio, but screw it.
3D Viewmaster.
Yes. Damn, we're good.
Somebody gave me one of those for my birthday.
That's right. I forgot about
with
that.
With some Batman slides. Chuck and I.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, for half an hour, how do they make that look 3D?
You idiots.
There were slides from the 66 Batman series. It's like, well, those are stills, and they didn't shoot the series in 3D. Mm. So how do they make it look 3D in this GAF Viewmaster?
Going around on different lights.
Chuck and I. Oh, wait, I will not Google this. We either figure it out or we don't. I have no idea how the GAF, I think that was a big company that made them.
All right.
The Viewmaster works. It's still sitting in my office. I think, Alfie, it's over off to your left on the right side of my laptop.
I actually took it to my desk.
Oh, okay. Why?
I'm guessing he wanted it.
Oh, that's right. That's what he does. Alfie, Alfie is the singular clear channel.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. It's mine.
I try not to take from us, but you seem like...
I was done with it. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Number 9, I'll give you the hint. It's, here we go. Good hint. Dendo Calrissian.
Star Wars.
Toys, yeah.
Toys.
Influencer
in general?
Toys. Yeah, Star Wars figures. They were the first popular toys based on a movie, which opened the floodgates for all of the movie toy tie-ins. Number 8, I had not heard of this, but they say this is the newest toy on the list. It's based on a Disney Junior animated series. It's the first black doll that's become popular with races. With all races of kids. Any chance you know that?
Any one of the Disney princes?
Mm.
Princesses?
No,
it's
a completely new...
Disney thing?
Yeah, character. You're not going to know it.
Is Frozen or whatever, is that from Disney?
It is, but it's not... This is unrelated.
Okay, then what is it?
It's called Doc McStuffins, which I'm pretty sure I've known a few guys in college with that name.
There are a few gay PhDs that we call that. How many are left?
I got 3 left. 4. All right, number 7. Water. Gun.
Tear a piston or car.
In a way, yes.
Super Soaker.
She would be known as a Super Soaker. 6, you got. That was the Easy Bake Oven. Number 5, the first talking doll.
Eve.
She was not a doll.
Yeah, but she sure liked to talk.
Well, we assume.
Hey, what do you want to do? We're in the Garden of Eden. Hey, let's talk.
Let's talk about our feelings.
Can't we just sit here for a while?
What are you thinking?
We're the only two people on the planet. I'm hungry.
Why are you going that way?
I'm trying to get away from you.
But the fruit's this way.
Fine, I'll go talk to the snake.
The snake likes me.
The snake goes with me on smoke breaks. The snake brings me lunch.
I knew you were going to say that. Yesterday, the snake brought me an egg and muffin. Why are you challenged by the snake? We're just friends. I teach the snake a lot of stuff. Look, he brought me an apple. I'm about to get up for everybody.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
655, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. From the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Shark Tank on CNBC. Starting off Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at North Loop 820. Got an accident there that has traffic backed up back to Northeast 28th Street. Also in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820, right at Highway 10. Got an accident there. Blocking traffic right now. Your backup is back from 183. Also causing a backup on 183 back from Precinct Line. Still in Fort Worth, westbound Loop 820, right at 35W. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Highway 377. In Irving, northbound on the Bush, I guess technically 161. Got an accident there right at 183. It's being cleared out right now. Traffic is backed up back from Shady Grove. And finally, in Dallas, southbound 45, right at I-20. Got a jackknife 18-wheeler at the end of the ramp coming off of I-20. That has traffic backed up back from Loop 12 Ledbetter. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Rain tonight, 51 for the low. Tomorrow, more rain and a high of 61. Right now, it's 58. And 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Was that it? Did I get all the toys? Were there any left?
No, there were a couple left.
Give me the rundown of the ones we got.
We've got...
These are the most influential toys of all time.
Yeah, based on the Time Magazine talking with toy historians and experts. You had number 13, Cabbage Patch Dolls. 12, the Leap Pad. 11, the Rubik's Cube. 10, Viewmaster. 9, Star Wars figures. 8, Doc McStuffins.
I wonder why Star Wars figures. Because they had action figures back in the 60s.
They said that this was the first time it was toy tie-in to movie.
Oh.
So Lucas,
well, but you had toy tie-in to TV shows, and look how big Batman was in the 60s.
Yeah, but I guess this is the first time it was done for a movie, and obviously that's where we all are now. It's because of the Star Wars stuff.
Okay. All right.
7 is the Super Soaker. 6, the Easy Bake Oven. And number 5 is where we left off. Number 2, you already got as well. That was Barbie. Okay. So we have 5, 4,
what's,
3, and
what's
number
a clue
one.
For 5?
The first talking doll.
Something Susie?
No, but you're kind of close.
Slut?
No.
Something Sale?
No.
Bitch talks for 45 minutes on Friday night doll?
That'd be the adult version.
Oh.
This is called the Chatty Cathy.
Okay. I want to say they had that in the Brady Bunch, but...
They may have.
I could be wrong.
Number 4, I don't know how you would get this, but I'll...
Give it a shot.
Let's see. It launched in 1991.
MC Hammer? Action figure?
No. Think Robin Hood.
Ken doll without pants? Or no. Ken doll in tights?
No. Something Robin Hood was known for.
Poor.
It's nothing to do with money or poor people.
Arrow.
Yes.
Arrow.
What's arrow used in conjunction with?
Vaginas.
No.
Arrow shorts. Pants.
No.
Shirts.
Mm-mm.
Arrow. Oh, lawn darts.
No. That might be the scariest toy of all time, but definitely not the most influential. They weren't on the market long enough to be influential.
What is it?
The Nerf bow and arrow. The reason why they're saying that is so iconic is because it showed Nerf can make more than Nerf balls, and they're still big today.
Why wouldn't Nerf balls be on the list, and where is the Frisbee or the hula hoop? You took something, the Frisbee came from pie pans from the Frisbee Pie Company.
Mm-hmm.
After the pies were gone, they threw the pans around. Hey, let's sell this to idiots. Hula hoop, I got no clue. It seemed like there's really anything out of the... Well, Easy Bake was kind of out of the 50s. Hey, let's bake cakes with a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's safe. How many are left?
Two. Three, sorry. Number one, three, and four. Right, you got four, so target two. One and three.
All right, clue.
Action.
G.I. Joe.
Yes.
Okay.
And number one, waffles.
Smurfs?
No.
Not blue waffles?
No, it's not blue waffles.
I play with those all the time. I love blue waffles.
I eat Mama Smurfs out all the time. Blue.
No, I said waffles.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You threw a blue in there.
Okay, waffles. Waffles.
Oh, I think I got it.
Mallet. I was going to say Play-Doh. Can't be Play-Doh.
Just make waffles with Play-Doh?
No, it's not that.
See? Waffles.
Play-Doh waffles.
Waffle iron?
No. Very catchy ad for a number of years.
Eggos?
Go a little bit more.
Yeah, I got it now.
Get your hands off my f***ing Eggos.
it's real close to that.
Legos?
Yes.
Where do you get waffles?
Lego my Eggo. You got there.
Oh.
How else? You give me a clue for Lego.
Legos. I wouldn't have been able to.
It's a tough one.
I'd have had nothing.
Because otherwise, it'd be like.
You're right. I forgot. That was their slogan. Lego my Eggos.
It's like, otherwise, what do you choose for a clue? Like, plastic blocks, snap toys.
There's nothing on there that I want on my Christmas list.
Really? Nothing at all, little Russ?
All those are junky toys.
No, they're not. There's some great toys on here.
I want a My Little Donkey Punch.
A what?
Or a speaking shrimp.
Wait, a speaking shrimp? No, no. Mm-mm. No, little Russ, that is.
You talk into it and then you suck it back out. Speaking shrimp.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Can I give you my Christmas list now?
Yeah, actually, now's a good time to do it because they'll give me.
Do you want any of these? Maybe you'd like some of these since your birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Would you like a Tickle Me Terry Dorsey?
No. I mean, it would be fun to put on my desk, but I don't think I'd actually want to use it.
What about an Easy Bake Dutch Oven?
No, little Rust, I'm good. Okay, but these are things you want for Christmas.
Maybe.
Okay. You want to Tickle Me Terry Dorsey?
I think so.
Okay.
It's very exotic. Like a Maserati.
That's what your dad's been telling us.
I also would like a GI mud hole.
A GI mud hole?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to use that for?
You know.
Oh, okay, sorry.
When you're out, you serve in the military, and sometimes that bobo looks good.
Mm-mm.
You make a mud hole.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like a Magic 69 ball.
Didn't even know they made those.
Yeah, the Magic 8 ball is boring.
Oh.
Ain't nobody to play with. I'd like a Mr. Potato Dick.
Oh.
How does that?
You know how it works.
Yeah, I don't need to ask.
Ears and nose and then.
Okay.
I'd like a sh** and spin.
Ew.
What's wrong with that? Oh, I also want a meat curtains Barbie or a motorboat Barbie.
Oh, my God.
Or a Boston Steamer Barbie.
Ew.
What's wrong with that?
Do you even like those things?
I might. Or a light, bright amateur pornography set. Isn't that how fun?
These sound like things that would be above your age group. Well, they might be a little advanced for you.
How about a chipped tooth weeble?
All right, that's not funny.
I was going to say. How did?
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Little Russ, how did your dad's first get in?
The first chick I slept with?
Yeah, your family's weird, man.
Well, obviously you can't tell him much of anything.
Well, you didn't say keep it myself. Not my fault that her she was fat named Weeba with a chipped tooth. And left you for a tow truck driver. Did I already ask for the meat curtains, Barbie?
Yes, you did.
That's very big this year. That's gonna be hard to get. You should go ahead and buy that now.
Okay.
I want some problematic anal beads.
What? Do you even know what those do?
My guess is they pop in your ass.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just a little boy. You're the worldly one.
That's why I'm asking if you know what these things are, because I'm not sure if these are things that would be on a normal little boy's Christmas list.
Yeah, what TV show are you watching where these commercials come on?
I don't know. I saw that Snoopy's got a snowball machine. I guess you eat the snow cone and you spit it in your friend's mouth. I also want a f*** me Elmo. Or a finger me E.T.
Oh, no. I think that might be a little too much for you.
The finger me E.T.?
Yeah.
No, yeah. That would be fun, especially if he lights up and he goes, ouch. The one that comes with Luke doesn't say, ouch. Elliot.
I'm 54.
I know.
Why is that funny?
It's a big ass finger.
Elliot. Okay, that's all I want. I don't need much for Christmas.
That sounds like a lot.
I sure would like the Rock'em Sock'em Mandy. Robots.
Covering your face isn't going to get rid of it, Dan.
Don't knock me for trying. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to russmartin.com. Oh, man. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to russmartin.fm. Other show websites, djclove.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the like. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.